answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Has there been any second thoughts on escalating the trade war with China?
Yeah, for sure. Why not?
Might as well.
You have second thoughts about escalating the war with China?
I have second thoughts about everything.
Are you
going
to declare a national emergency on China?
Well, I have the right to, if I want. I could declare a national emergency. I think when they steal and take out and intellectual property theft, anywhere from $300 billion to $500 billion a year, and when we have a total loss of almost $1 trillion a year, for many years this has been going on. In many ways, it's an emergency. I have no plan right now. Actually, we're getting along very well with China right now. We're talking. I think they want to make a deal much more than I do. We're getting a lot of money in tariffs. It's coming in by the billions. We never got 10 cents from China. So we'll see what happens, but we are talking to China very seriously.
To have this problem 20 years ago, 25 years ago on air. I had plenty to cover, but my head wasn't spinning at the start of each broadcast like it is right now. Where to start? Where to begin? I think the biggest thing we're looking at right now is just the abject absurdity. Really, the word is absurd. That the corporate media in this country and around the world is openly siding against capitalism and against our own nations and against our president and with the communist Chinese, and to add insult to injury, are running around trying to dynamite our economy publicly and admitting they are and saying that they're doing it to punish us for supporting Trump. That's called economic terrorism. So I was trying to come up with a headline just minutes ago as we were going live. We always put an article out that has the live audio and video feed in it that kind of states what the main focus, kind of like Drudge will have a big banner headline about what he thinks is most important. And I usually agree with you, folks like Drudge. But if you just pull back from all of this, how do you come up with a headline strong enough? Economic terrorism. Exclamation point. MSM sides with China against America at G7. But then that's not even strong enough, because then they're also running around trying to plunge the economy while they're doing that. Siding with a foreign power, most authoritarian country in world history, doubling the highest kill rates of anybody else. At least double. Tripling or quadrupling or what Hitler killed. Doubling what all the other Soviets killed, conservatively. It's not debated. The Chi-Coms admit it. They call the 80 million killed under Mao a mistake. Oh, we went a little too far. Most of them just innocent farmers. There was a big dream. David Rockefeller was working with Mao on it. Wrote articles in the New York Times bragging how he helped put Mao Zedong in power. So I just sit back and I see all the stacks of news bashing Christians, bashing conservatives, bashing veterans, bashing capitalism, bashing America, bashing Jesus Christ. And it's really all just par for the course, isn't it? It's really all it is. Because you got all these corporate interests allied with China that thought they had America, that thought we were captured. Now we're coming back from the dead, and they're crapping all over themselves. That's why it's hard for me to criticize Trump, even though he's got some big problems, because he's for real, and his enemies are real, and they're your enemies. They're my enemies. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And despite all the globalist best actions, we are still on air in defiance to their tyranny. It is Monday, August 26, 2019. Our very existence is an outrage to tyrants and criminals and child molesters everywhere. We believe in a pro-human future. But I've got a whole flotilla of mainstream news saying the human era is over. Well, the very same globalists, the CFR, said that the Chinese century, the communist century was here. That America was done, but not so fast, my friends. Okay. Here's the big takeaway. And Trump's out there saying the truth, telling it like it is. It's treason, but it's more than that. It's economic terrorism. We have the entire corporate media and their cheerleaders in late-night so-called comedy that poses newsmen, from Stephen Colbert to Bill Maher, running around foaming at the mouth, saying, we're going into recession. It's all over. Run for the hills. Slit your wrist and jump off a cliff. The bubble's too big. Look at the size of that thing. And then you pull back and really assess what's going on. And then you see MSM, the fake news, the enemy of the people at the G7 in France, openly siding with all these foreign governments and the Chi-Coms and Iran against the United States. So they're not just cheerleading and running around creating hysteria to try to crash the stock market. That's economic terrorism. They're doing it with a foreign government and a combine of corporations in coordination. That's called economic warfare. So they're using economic terrorism for foreign powers in economic warfare. That's not hyperbole. That is the definition. Then they've got political terrorism going on, saying that if you don't vote Democrat and if you don't vote Trump out, we're going to bully you. We're going to physically attack you. We're not going to let you sit in a restaurant. We're not going to let you drive down the street. We're going to key your car. We're going to fire you from your job. We're going to hit you in the head with a bike lock. And the rhetoric is only getting more insane. So Trump has come out and tweeted about this. He's talked about this. And then Real Clear Politics and others ask, well, can the mainstream media crash the economy? Well, they're sure as hell trying. Now let's explain something. It's true that we're on top of bubble. Our bubble is about one-tenth, depending on the angles you look at, that of the Chi-Coms. The Chi-Coms totally rigged their economy. They totally devalued their currency. 10 times worse than us, like Mexico did back in the 1980s. And then you know what happened to the peso. It's about at a Mexican level of devaluation. It's not as bad as Zimbabwe or the Germans with Myra Republic. It's about what the Mexicans did. Now, the difference is the Mexicans didn't have a giant military and 1.5 billion people and didn't own our debt and didn't own Hollywood. If you don't believe that, just look up. China now owns a controlling interest in all the big six production companies. And of course, the Mexicans weren't waging an open war with us, and they weren't anti-Western, because there's a Spanish ethos that's European in Mexico. But when you have China, you have a formidable power that's the biggest mass murderer in history. But because they have a devalued currency, they're very weak. But they still have all this military prowess, and we're dependent on all their slave goods. But as soon as Trump calls that card, as soon as he calls that bluff, as soon as he exposes that the emperor's not wearing any clothes, as soon as he calls them out, it's over. And he's doing it. We hold all the cards, as President Trump has said over and over again. And it's true, except we have a dumbed-down, decadent, snot-nosed population, at least 30% in the studies, the real numbers. 30% are foaming at the mouth, Democrat crazies. Another 35, 40% aren't politically involved and are just kind of in la-la land. And you got another 30% fighting for our lives and winning. But I want everybody just to pull back. If you're a radio listener, especially, while I'm talking, they're putting up The Economist, Oma the Rothschilds. They're putting up The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, talking about how America sucks and it's all over for us and how we need to totally not invest in America and invest in China. And that same thing comes out of the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, and all these globalist publications. And it's not true. China has tens of thousands of riots a year. China is oppressing its people. China doesn't have any raw resources inside their country. China is trying to expand and is surrounded by enemies, India and South Korea and Japan, who aren't going to put up with their crap. Philippines is going to put up with it. And so China is trying to be expansionist because their empire is failing, just like the Japanese, this is all a repeat of the beginning of World War II, was expanding because they had a bunch of hubris and wanted to dominate, but they didn't have the resources. China has been given the resources. They've been given a global monopoly on the extraction of rare earth minerals by global corporate boards, the WTO. They have been spoon-fed. They have been built up. They have been developed as the supposed champion of the world. And they're not. They are a paper dragon. They have a lot of really great, hardworking people that are enslaved by it. But you look at the Taiwanese and the folks in Hong Kong, beautiful, smart, informed, dynamic people amongst the per capita most successful people in the world when they're turned loose and given some basic freedom. You look at the demeanor of the people on the mainland versus the demeanor of the people in Hong Kong or Taiwan, it's night and day. And so their grandparents and parents were run out of China by a dictator, by a murdering Red Terror that took over in 1949, that then killed 115 million mainland Chinese. You better believe they've got a reason to be standing up and tearing down surveillance light poles and fighting the police and taking over government buildings effectively because they're passing laws to secretly arrest them and to get rid of their representative republic. And I see some of the establishment lefties commenting on Infowars.com and Newswars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're saying, oh, Jones claims he's anti-war, but look, he's backing regime change in Hong Kong. I'm not backing regime change. The Chi-Coms are overthrowing the government and the system and have already put their government in that's now dissolving the freedoms those people fought for. And I won't stand here and watch another 7 million people turned over to the Chi-Coms to be rendered down and robbed. And God bless our president for running a pincer attack against the Chi-Coms because they started all this South China Sea and taking over all these islands and attacking Vietnam and all this crap. So the Indians have been turned loose to take back 20% of their country that the Pakistan and the Chi-Coms are taking over that's theirs. The Chi-Coms made them pass laws along with the UN that Hindus can't immigrate back to where they were run out of by the Muslims. Imagine that. They had a UN agreement that Indians that were indigenous basically had to leave and couldn't come back. So Trump's turned Modi loose. And now he's turning Hong Kong and Taiwan loose and selling weapons to Taiwan and selling weapons to Japan and weapons to South Korea and telling the Chi-Coms and the CFR and the globalists that thought the American century was over that you miscalculated and that's not happening. So in response, the traitorous global media, foreign-owned, Chi-Com-owned, is flooding in, trying to cause race wars, death, destruction, imploding our economy. And everyone remember that the people that sided with this are openly working with foreign enemies. CNN now says Trump has killed more people than Hitler and Stalin. That is the moon is made of green cheese level lie. We'll cover it when we come back. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide on this Monday edition of The Transmission. Now, we played this clip yesterday on the Sunday transmission, but I'm going to play it again right now because it illustrates everything insane that we're dealing with. And then if you think that this is an insane clip, we're going to play an even bigger lie, because I was sitting back yesterday thinking, is this the biggest lie CNN has ever told? Yes, it probably is, but it's only rivaled by one other lie that the same show told Brian Stelter last year. And that was that ratings don't matter. So we're going to be playing that secondarily, but listen to this. It's on Infowars.com. It's on NewsWars.com. Wow. CNN guest says Trump murdered many more millions of people than Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. He had a truly insane lying guest on, psychiatrist Alan Francis. And he said Hitler has, you know, not even as bad as Trump, not other dictators throughout history. Trump may have killed more. Now, Trump is trying to pull us out of Afghanistan. He's pulled us out of Syria. He's trying to pull troops back to the U.S. He's trying to increase their pay, which he has. He's trying to end the 70-year, almost 70-year conflict with North Korea. I mean, he's done a way better job than Barack Obama or anybody for 50 years has done, trying to de-escalate things. So for this statement to be made, it is a total inversion of reality. But we've been asking, how much worse is the rhetoric going to get, that he's a Nazi, that he's killing kids at the border? None of that's true. They're drinking out of toilets. He says all Mexicans are criminals. Never said any of that. And so now the new whopper, you know, it's a talking point. So they've already been saying Trump's a dictator. No, it's Hillary that ignored the primaries when Bernie was winning. It's the superdelegates that did that. If she would have won, she would have gotten there by dictatorial aims. So again, they continue to project what they are on to everyone else. So let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Well, I think that medicalizing politics has three very dire consequences. The first is that it stigmatizes the mentally ill. I've known thousands of patients, almost all of them have been well-behaved, well-mannered, good people. Trump is none of these. Lumping the mentally ill with Trump is a terrible insult to the mentally ill, and they have enough problems and stigma as it is. The second issue is that calling Trump crazy hides the fact that we're crazy for having elected him, and even crazier for allowing his crazy policies to persist. Trump is as destructive a person in this century as Hitler, Stalin, and Mao were in the last century. He may be responsible for many more million deaths than they were. He needs to be contained, but he needs to be contained by attacking his policies, not his person.
So they tried to get a psychiatrist on, a leftist, to violate their own policies, their own rules. They can be removed by the medical board from their quack position if they engage in diagnosing from afar without at least three consultations, testing, and meetings. And, of course, that is the Goldwater rule. But instead, he just veered off and said, no, 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 this individual, ladies and gentlemen, is worse than mass murdering dictators. In fact, he's killed more people. That's quite a whopper. But I've got one even bigger. Jimmy Dore, who's a liberal but really smart guy, and if more leftists were like that guy, they might actually get people elected. He made some great points, the comedian did. He's also spit on me before in public, but that's okay. Here's Jimmy Dore pointing out that Brian Stelter is the biggest fraud the planet's ever seen. This was Brian Stelter's show, where this was just being said that Trump has killed more people than Hitler and Stalin. Here it is.
Hang on, I want to show you this.
Oh, I don't know.
That guy. God, I hate that dude.
Oh,
So this guy's talking with Ted Koppel, and Ted Koppel tells him, because they all try to pretend they hate Trump, but, you know, they love Trump because he gives them a lot more money, and they all make it. And remember the comedian at the correspondence dinner said, you guys should give him some of your money that you're making off of him, because Trump doesn't have any money. He's broke. Remember when she said that? So Ted Koppel's going to say that to Brian Stetzer. By the way, he hosts that show Reliable Sources, that, just in case you didn't know who that was. And so here, and let's watch this.
Money.
Money.
Money. Donald Trump has been very, very good for baseball. He has been wonderful for the industry. Your boss acknowledged as much a number of months ago during the campaign.
Les Moonves.
Donald Trump, huh?
It was Les Moonves who acknowledged
it. Les Moonves also acknowledged it, but so did the head of CNN.
But that means
over
what?
Over a million extra.
If ratings are up, that means what?
If ratings are up, Brian Stelter gets, he's got about to get educated on how media works. Here we go.
Oh, the ratings are up. It means you can't do without Donald Trump. You would be lost without Donald Trump.
Well, that is what he said.
Ted, you know that's not true.
CNN.
What?
Reliable sources just told you.
Here we go.
Ratings would be in the toilet without Donald Trump.
You know that.
Here we go. Watch him play dumb.
Not true. You're playing for laughs. You've lived through enough presidencies to know.
Hold on a second,
there will be more,
Brian.
Presidents.
What were the ratings before Trump, and what are the ratings now?
I would say we might be up 20. We might be up 30%. We might be up 40%.
We might be up 30, 40, 50. I don't know. I don't know. Specifics aren't important to me. I'm a
Maybe
journalist.
Maybe the numbers I don't know about that are higher.
Maybe 40, 50, 60. It doesn't matter. It's a media company. We don't care about money.
If we go back down 40%, that's okay, too.
Hit pause real quick. Look at how officious he is, how into himself, how self-satisfied. And Brian Stelter tries to act like he's this big, powerful man. He puts on this fake demeanor. I mean, say one about Ted Koppel. He's got a lot of presence. Brian Stelter is no Ted Koppel. It's pathetic. But again, he's the little media analyst from the New York Times. All these know-it-alls. You ever seen that particular New York Times reporter? I forget her name. When she was on Joe Rogan last year, and Joe just starts asking her questions when she calls one of the Democrat candidates a toady of Assad, and then he just, well, what's a toady? Well, I don't know what that word means. These people are, again, paper tigers, paper dragons, allies of the Chi-Coms. We'll break more of that down and hit a ton of other critical news. Too much to tell you right now on the other side. Whatever you do, spread the links. NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com.
Hong Kong protesters wave the American flag in their marches.
Why are y'all holding the American flag today for this protest?
It's because the American flag represents freedom, democracy, and liberty. And we wish to raise the awareness from the American people. And we wish the U.S. Congress can pass the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act as soon as possible.
Saturday's protests in Hong Kong was about standing against Chi-Com facial recognition and the social credit score system. And they use the Pepe the Frog meme as a symbol of freedom.
What does Pepe the Frog mean to your movement?
Actually, we think that it is a kind of sticker that well-known and easily to spread for people to know more about what this protest meaning and what is what we are doing now.
Have you heard that in America, a lot of the mainstream media and the left are actually saying that this is a racist symbol for some reason?
Yeah, I know this in the recent days, but I think that the creator of the PIP has come out and speak for us that we are not representing the left society, but represent the Hong Kong people.
Yeah, and freedom, I would say, too. It's almost the exact opposite. Thank you for talking to me. Do you have anything else you'd like to say to our audience in America and the world?
Hong Kong people never give up. Never give up.
After the march officially ended, police in riot gear began clearing the streets. And many Hong Kongers stayed to provoke them.
Hey,
this is just some of the dramatic footage that's posted on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. It's not really for radio, but I wanted to play a few minutes of this because it just shows the dramatic fight for people that don't want to be taken over by the communist Chinese and have their elected government removed by them and have laws passed where they can be extradited. Coming up next segment, I'm going to get into a really important story dealing with another false flag that's been committed in this country and that's an admitted false flag. They're not denying that this is a false flag. They're not denying that this has been done, though they're trying to keep it under wraps like Jussie Smollett. And in this whole culture of victimization, people are more and more and more obsessed with playing the part of victims. And it's the basic breakdown of society. But I wanted to get to some really important reports that illustrate what we were talking about earlier. And that's the clip we're going to go to in a moment. That's clip number 7. Trump uses G7 to take care of business, a John Bowne report, because that ties into what I was detailing earlier. And that deals with the fact that our media is not our media. It's owned by multinational corporations, the Chi-Coms, a consortium of very ruthless corporations that see their fellow humans as unconscious animals that are being rendered down and removed and made obsolete. Here's a headline out of NBC News Today. Cyborgs will replace humans and remake the world. That's what they're saying everywhere. That's the message. Lay down, give up, die. It's all over. And a lot of folks are receiving that message, at least subconsciously, and deciding to do just that. Now, continuing here, it's not just that the media is siding against the U.S. with the Chi-Coms. They're openly cheerleading again to plunge the U.S. economy. So here's that report. Trump uses G7 to take care of business, and our own media says that he's doing a bad job, that he's going to kill the economy, that everything's falling apart. It just shows how much our basic instinct to defend our country, especially when we have a president that's clearly working in our interest against authoritarian groups that have used us, the fact that we won't even fight against that, a large portion of us won't fight against that, really shows that we've had our basic instincts turned off.
They met in Béjart's, France, an ancient southwestern French Basque whaling town just 22 miles across the Bay of Biscay from Spain. Or at least that's what the massively unpopular French President Emmanuel Macron was diligently distracting the world leaders with at the beginning of the G7 while his police swept the quiet coastline for mines. Macron didn't want to mention his 32% approval rating or the G7 protests within miles of the summit. No mention of the now 11 months of yellow vest protests that have turned the country upside down. But that didn't stop Russian President Putin from reminding Macron.
The events linked to the so-called yellow vests, during which, according to our calculations, 11 people were killed and 2,500 injured, including 2,000 police officers. We wouldn't want such events to take place in the Russian capital, and we'll do all we can to ensure our domestic political situation evolves strictly in the framework of the law.
Macron said the comparison with France was inaccurate.
And as Macron blathered on about his own vulgar incompetence, back at the adult table, President Trump and English Prime Minister Boris Johnson talked about the future of Brexit.
How fast do you think you're going to make a trade deal?
Pretty quickly.
We don't anticipate any problems. But before we were sort of stymied. Well, I was stymied by the other side because nothing got done on the other side, as you've seen from Brexit. This is a different person, and this is a person that's going to be a great prime minister, in my opinion. Boris, it's only my opinion.
No, look, I'm not going to discourage you from that. Obviously, I have memories of American trade negotiations in the past, and I have a formidable respect for U.S. trade negotiations.
And then President Trump unleashed the undeniable truth of China's economic stranglehold on the United States and drew a line in the sand.
Do you have second thoughts about escalating the war?
I have second thoughts about everything.
Are you going to declare a national emergency on China?
Well, I have the right to. If I want, I could declare a national emergency. I think when they steal and take out and intellectual property theft, anywhere from $300 billion to $500 billion a year, and well, we have a total loss of almost $1 trillion a year. For many years, this has been going on.
So thank you very much. We've been working on a deal with Japan for a long time. It involves agricultural, and it involves e-commerce and many other things. It's a very big transaction, and we've agreed in principle. It's billions and billions of dollars. Tremendous for the farmers.
Quite frankly, around the table, there's a lot of people wanting to make trade deals with each other, and we have a deal that we were able to negotiate that's good for our workers, good for our citizens, good for the middle class.
Macron proved he could be a good host and pointed the coast of Spain for all of his guests. But more importantly, Macron solidified his utter failure as a global leader and a historically detested president of France. John Bound reporting.
Now, there are many other very important, informative reports on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com, just like that one. So many by Millie Weaver and by Harrison Smith and people like Caitlin Bennett and Paul Joseph Watson, that it does, again, boggle the mind. And when you go out and you get those clips and you email those and you text message those and you hand share those, that's how you change the world. That's how you override the censors and big tech and all the things they're doing. We're very, very close to action against big tech. I've got some news on that next hour. Also, Count Dankula from Scotland, very interesting fella. He's going to be in studio as well to get into some stuff that, well, you're going to have to hear it from him. It's so, so over the top. Stay with us. People ask me if I'm worried about getting put in prison or getting killed. The truth is, no, I'm not. I've had 4 children, and I love them more than life. And at certain levels, I'm guilty that I had them. But I have an instinct to have children, and I love my children. And so I'm on a suicide mission. Suicide mission doesn't mean you want to die. It just means there's a 50% chance you're going to die on the mission. It's a real pleasure and an honor to be here and to be up against these evil people to defend innocence, because that's my instinct. That's not what a hero does. That's what somebody does who's got their instincts lined up and who is dialed in. That's what a man does. That's what a woman does. That's what a free person does who's dialed in to God. Now, I get frustrated because I'm so on fire to fight these people that I'm angry at myself actually every minute that I'm not doing a good enough job. And I think about that mindset versus people that don't give a damn and who aren't alive, and it upsets me. But this audience and this crew are amazing, and you do care. And so that's why I salute you, and I always thank you. But I know this about other people that care. They're always over-planning things. They're always trying to get it just right. And when we don't do things just right, we get really mad at ourselves because we feel like a lot of people are counting on us. But remember, sociopaths and psychopaths and mercenaries and control freaks, they have very little or no emotion. All they have is a feeling of power and triumph. They're very one-dimensional, very, very shallow. Even if they have a high IQ, they're spiritually and emotionally deaf, dumb, and blind. And so we need to stop over worrying how we've got to carry things out perfectly. And we've just got to swing for the fences and do the best job we can. I was thinking about this last night when I first heard about it. And then this morning when I was exercising, like 8:30 in the morning, I was watching Fox News. And we're going to play a clip of that right now. I was able to call the office and they actually grabbed the very clip I was watching. When I heard this last week, I thought, I bet that's a false flag. Because the way they were acting, and there was something strange about it, and the way the press conferences were, and then the way it totally disappeared, and just the way the 911 and radio tape sounded, it just, the guy sounded too rehearsed. It sounded too calm. And then they tried to sweep it under the rug, but it didn't work. So I'm going to get this clip in a moment of the latest false flag that's been exposed. But it made me think of the hundreds and hundreds of admitted false flags that Breitbart.com has done the best job of, writing articles and compilations about over 100 confirmed staged events a year in the U.S. alone. I mean, people really don't go draw the N-word at the Air Force Academy all over the vending machines. People don't do that at West Point. No one's doing that at the Naval Academy, but all of them have it happen. Because the leftist professors tell people to do it to create a culture where the left can take over. People are trying to get perfect scores at the Air Force Academy and at West Point and all these other systems. They are not trying to run around drawing N-words and poop swastikas and one-foot-tall crosses and churches being burned and synagogues being attacked. 99% of the time, it's a staged event. Remember when Trump was first getting into office, he had to do a special State of the Union. They were saying he was anti-Semitic because he said, well, I'm hearing from investigators in New Jersey that it's a leftist attacking the synagogues and knocking over the gravestones at Jewish cemeteries. And it was a big crisis. He's anti-Semitic. He says there's not anti-Semitism. Turned out it was a leftist Jew doing it to blame Trump. So I almost want to make a documentary, but I never have the time and energy or the crew to do it. But just about all the little false flags. I mean, I was in Lucy's Chicken this year because my wife wanted some oysters. And they walked by my table three times saying they're going to kill me and I need to eat crap and all this stuff, trying to make me blow up. The second time, I call the manager over. They catch him again. They go, tell him don't do it again. They're waiting for me outside the door. This is an outside eating area. They got the seats right where I'd come out, videotaping when I walk out. I pull my camera, I start taping. It's on national news, and I just walk over to tables and start screaming at people. No, they're saying, we're going to kill you. Eat crap. We hate you. We're going to get you. I finally just said, well, come on then. But again, the statesman went over there and found out it was fake. That indeed, the manager said, no, they messed with him three times. We caught him the second and third time. We kicked them out. It's not about me. The left at the lowest levels now are a pack of lying scum who will set you up. Their religion is false flag. And Antifa in Ohio and Antifa in Texas, both of them were Antifa. They covered up the guy's page in Texas. Antifa is now going to stage terror attacks to blame us, period. And Trump needs to cover it and talk about it. So here's the latest. This sheriff's cadet, or just become a sheriff's deputy, he's in trouble. He's about to get kicked off the force. So he claims he's been shot by a sniper. And then I guess he just pokes a little knife hole in himself. Like people think that's a bullet hole. No, son, that's a millimeter deep. That's not a rifle hole. That'd be right through you, you jackass. But that shows who they're recruiting and hiring in police forces in some areas. So most of this is made up, folks, and now they want to sweep it under the rug. Here's the Fox News report on L.A. sheriff deputy completely fabricated sniper story has been fired, authorities say. Here it is.
Take a shot from the north of the Lancaster helipad. See him hitting the right shoulder. They might have got through, but from the apartment complex to the north.
Authorities saying the Los Angeles County deputy in that frantic radio call lied about the whole thing. Last week, the 21-year-old claimed he was shot by a sniper while walking to his car, prompting a huge police response. He now faces a criminal investigation. William Lajeunesse is live in Los Angeles with the latest. William?
Well, Sandra, you remember the shooting happened last Wednesday around 3 in the afternoon, and only on Saturday night did the sheriff's department admit this entire story was a hoax, and now that ex-deputy is in big trouble.
The investigation is ongoing, and a criminal investigation has been launched. We intend on relieving Deputy Angel Reynoso of his duties.
So all last week, the department acted as if this massive manhunt was still underway when, in fact, detectives working the case suspected this was a lie about 6 hours after it happened. Why? One, you had a crowd in parking lot but not a single witness. Reynosa claimed two shots were fired, but detectives found no bullets, no casings, no ricochets. No one heard in the apartment complex or anywhere else a shot. Reynosa admitted on Saturday to using a knife to cut holes in his shirt to look like a bullet hole, but investigators say the rips were too big for an entry wound. And finally, detectives said Reynosa sounded too normal in that 911 call. They expected to hear more adrenaline in his voice.
There was no sniper, no shots fired, and no gunshot injury sustained to his shoulder.
Okay, let's stop there. And again, early reports was he had a little cut on him, but even that wasn't true. Now here's the key. This happened a long time ago, over a week ago. They knew immediately it was fake. Oh, where's the bullet hole? Where's the witnesses? But everyone played along with it, saying, see, there's snipers now, and we need to take your guns and all the rest of it. And so that just shows how they always believe right away all this. That's why I questioned Sandy Hook, because I saw them lie to get us into the first Iraq war, saying they were killing hundreds of babies in incubators. It turned out it was totally fake. And so the public questions things. I question things. We have a right. Look at Jussie Smollett. Look at any of this stuff. But they don't want you to have the capability or the ability to ask questions. They want to shut that down. They want to end the First Amendment, and that is insanely dangerous. Okay, there's a ton of other news that I'm not going to mention now that I'm going to hit in the first 30 minutes of the next hour. Then we have a special guest, Count Dankula, who was arrested for a Hitler dog joke. Wait till you hear about all the other arrests. A man put on the side of his house, Islam is questionable, he's been arrested. A woman that's a vegan said halal butchering of animals is inhumane, and she's been kicked out of college. This is just the latest. Thousands of arrests a year for saying that Islam is violent or exposing that they're running racially focused rape gangs against British girls and others. It's all coming up. Hour number two is only minutes away, and the only way we crush the globalist is when you spread the live links and spread the word. Your word of mouth is king, and it is unstoppable. Gentlemen, coming up next segment, it's all over mainstream news that Silicon Valley is building a social credit score to punish you for things you do outside of the platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Of course, they've been building it for the Chi-Coms, and now they're building it for you. InfoWars first told you in 2015. Next year's news today, indeed. Because we're all in this together, ladies and gentlemen, and we can beat them. We know their battle plans. We know how to stop them. I'd be covering it this segment, but I have so many stacks of news, I can't find the articles that the crew brought me where it's all admitted that Silicon Valley is building this. I'm going to see if I can find that. And then there's a bunch of new Epstein news. There is a bunch of new Joe Biden says, I want to be clear, I'm not going nuts. That's an actual quote. I don't know if we have that video. We've got a bunch of stuff out of Hong Kong we haven't gotten to, and so much more. And some good news. Cities are saying no to 5G health. That's the Wall Street Journal. That was a direct counter the day after Drudge promoted that I was live on air covering the dangers of 5G. They came out with this. So that's going to be coming up next segment. Plus this great ad from Merv's Guns. We're actually going to come in with that first at the start of the next segment. Separately here, there's just so much that I need to get to. But I think we should play clip number 5 because it's such a good report. I don't normally air reports once or more than once. I normally air them if they're really, 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 really good twice. But I've aired this already twice. I want to air Chi-Com's plan for Hong Kong invasion revealed, because our report, Greg Reese, and of course Savannah Hernandez and others are there inside Hong Kong right now filing amazing reports. But this boils down why it's so incredibly important. Here it is.
This is Greg Reese reporting from mainland China for Infowars.com. Behind me here is the start of the HKZM Bridge. Opened less than 1 year ago, the Hong Kong-Zhuhai-Macau Bridge is 34 miles long, consisting of three cable-stayed bridges, an undersea tunnel, and four artificial islands. It is the longest open-sea fixed link on Earth. The bridge links the mainland to Hong Kong. This is the bridge the Chi-Coms are going to use to invade Hong Kong. Reporter Savannah Hernandez is reporting on the upcoming elections that are already fixed, where only one candidate who stands for Beijing rule over Macau is set to win the election. First comes Macau, second comes Hong Kong, and this is the breach.
After World War II, we saw the rise of communism in the Soviet Union and in the People's Republic of China. In 1949, the Chinese Communist Revolution, led by party chairman Mao Zedong, was responsible for the murder of over 100 million Chinese. Millions of others fled the mainland into Taiwan and Hong Kong, which as a result grew into thriving societies as mainland China plunged into darkness. 2019, the 70-year anniversary of the Communist Revolution, and despite its horrors, communism continues to spread. The People's Republic is a model for globalized governance, and the Communist Chinese are now looking to absorb those who fled 70 years ago. 100,000 troops of the Chi-Com's paramilitary PAF are now training on the border of these autonomous cities, preparing for an invasion. And the people of Hong Kong are united against this tyrannical cancer.
Right behind me is mainland China, separated by this small waterway. With over 100,000 troops already amassed, set to invade, only a fraction of the people's armed force, the Chi-Coms are preparing for Tiananmen Square 2.0. Reporting from mainland China for Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Contributor Marcy Bianco, a self-described writer, editor, cultural critic, and your favorite lesbian feminist, recently wrote this in her piece titled "Miley Cyrus's Split with Liam Hemsworth Isn't Just Celebrity Gossip, It's a Blow to the Patriarchy." Quote, "Men need heterosexuality to maintain their societal dominance over women. Women, on the other hand, are increasingly realizing not only that they don't need heterosexuality, but that it also is often the bedrock of their global oppression. The nonsensical radical idea that women are increasingly realizing that they don't need healthy heterosexual relationships based on the lifestyle of Miley Cyrus, whose divorce was inevitable, wasn't because Miley was victimized by global oppression. It was due to her inability to maintain a healthy heterosexual relationship. Some women just aren't ready or willing to take on the raw reality required of a partner in a caring monogamous relationship emboldened by the synthesis of matriarchal and patriarchal norms in the Western world." Bianco was echoing a message bubbling amongst feminists for years.
We need to kill all men. I am sick of being a baby factory that produces more men that will just, in the future, subjugate me. So the only answer to that is to kill male babies and just kill any man that you see, like in the streets, like any swing dick, just kill him. Because we want the species to go on, but we want it only to go on with women in it. So that's what we have to do. That's the only way to keep the human race going is with just women.
This is the rabid underbelly of the diatribe among the left. And if heterosexuality is on a sharp decline, as Marcy Bianco claims, wouldn't a straight pride parade make sense and draw support?
A large crowd forms on McHenry Street in Modesto. People holding signs, making noise, and speaking out against this man, Don Grundman. For weeks, he's advertised having a straight pride event.
This is an example of free speech in our country. It's a one-way street.
They want free speech, but they won't give us free speech.
When he showed up this afternoon, people against his message say they wanted to outnumber him, surrounding his sign promoting the Straight Pride Coalition.
Apathy and not confronting fascists when they come out into society, into the public space, into our communities, it makes it unsafe for queer people, people of color.
The actual reality is that 2.2% of the American male population identifies as gay, while 1.1% identify as lesbian. And it's not because the LGBT community is oppressed, as 63% of Americans believe homosexuality is morally acceptable. But what is actually increasing is an epidemic trend of loneliness, as a general social survey discovered that the number of Americans with no close friends has tripled since 1985. In fact, a study published in the U.S. National Library of Medicine National Institutes of Health revealed that characteristics of socially isolated patients with coronary artery disease are at an elevated risk for mortality. Simply put, loneliness is killing us. And as those numbers skyrocket, Mockingbird mainstream media outlets irresponsibly seed the mental illness of pseudo-racism, nationalized self-loathing, and radical feminism, compounding the isolation, echoing the projection of the fears of the LGBT community, a minority community otherwise overwhelmingly accepted by Americans, fomenting a leftist echo chamber hell-bent on forcing the majority of us just trying to live our short natural lives to all choke on fantastical notions of guilt and oppressive propaganda. John Bound reporting.
Now, there's some big new developments taking place on a lot of different fronts with the attacks on free speech. And we're going to have Count Dankula in studio, who they tried to put in prison if he wouldn't renounce himself and say he was a bad person for doing a Hitler dog joke. I did a Hitler dog joke with my late French bulldog. But now people putting signs on their barns that say questioning Islam is okay are being arrested, prosecuted, thrown in jail, thrown in prison. And men and women that criticize halal slaughter are being kicked out of college. They're being arrested. Islam is the absolutely protected class being brought in to engage in predator activity against the population. And I was at dinner last night with Sargon and, of course, with Count Dankula. And both of them were basically afraid to be on camera talking about all the people they know that are arrested because they will be arrested. So Tommy Robinson's in jail for exposing child kidnapping rings that target white girls, mainly by Pakistani men. They don't do it to the Pakistani girls. They kill many of them. We're talking 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old. And they're supplying them to men like Jimmy Savile. And so it's a very ghoulish relationship with the globalist ruling class in the UK and the Islamists who agree with all of this culture. That's the bottom of the arm. I'll hit the Merv's Guns ad that I mentioned earlier when we start the next segment. Just briefly, people are really excited about this because they know what a great product it is. We have the Super Silver Wound Gel that's patented, FDA approved, strongest silver you can get over the counter. We're the only company that's allowed to private label it as our brand, Super Silver. It's made in the U.S. in Colorado. It's the highest quality. It's 25% off right now. It's an introductory deal. All of these new products that we've come out with them that are proprietary have the same silver, but they don't have all the jump through the hoop stuff to have that FDA label on them so we can get a better price on them and so we can lower the price, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking $7 for the small tube, $14 for the big tube, two different designs, two different variants of it. It's amazing, and it just doesn't have the patented nano silver, silver salt technology that's recognized as the best. With just 20 ppm silver, it's up to 10 times more effective in major studies and similar products containing up to 3,000 ppm silver. This stuff is the real deal. Get the Super Silver Skin Cream, 25% off introductory special, InfoWarsStore.com. And again, it also helps reduce wrinkles and keeps the skin healthy. It kills dangerous viruses and bacteria that make you sick on contact. It's best of both worlds. Super Silver Skin Cream is infused with patented Silver Sol technology. It also is loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil and vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silver Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfates. Independent studies have proven that Silver Sol technology is Super Silver Skin Cream, which is 20 ppm, again, blows away all the competition. This is the real deal. I hope you get yours today. People are very, very excited. This is an introductory run. At current rates, it's going to sell out in about a week to a week and a half. We're going to go back to regular price here in just a few days. Just like the Super Krill Oil, highest quality Ultimate Krill Oil, this baby, we're doubling the reorder of this. People are learning how incredible krill oil is. And it's back at InfoWarsStore.com. It's still discounted as well. We got to end that discount. Okay, stay with us. The transmission has just begun.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
There's nothing like having people on the ground to verify. But even mainstream media got it right. The millions of protesters that have been out in the streets the last week in Hong Kong are mainly mad about the face scanning cameras and the Chinese social score that tracks every movement they make and then gives orders to government councils and to corporations to not let you have jobs, not let you have credit cards, not let you ride trains, not let you get on airplanes, not let you leave your house. That's a statement by the Communist Party that if you don't do what we say, you will not set foot 2 feet outside your door. A total global electronic straitjacket hooked over everyone. And now today, there's a whole group of mainstream news articles introducing this to everyone, getting everyone ready for it, preparing everyone for it, telling people that the Chinese social score is here. Here's a couple articles on it right now. Uh-oh, Silicon Valley's building a Chinese-style social credit score. That's fastcompany.com, then it links to all these mainstream articles, and then it goes on to other articles. The Observer, America isn't far from China's social credit score. I have another article here in my stack where Silicon Valley is meeting to develop a social credit score. It's already here. Alex Jones is right again, big tech building Chinese-style social credit score. I wasn't right again. Everyone keeps thinking, oh, he was right about Epstein. He envisioned it with a crystal ball. Or he was right about fluoride causing IQ reduction. Or he was right about the runoff making the frogs be attracted to the same sex and killing them. So they never have babies. That means end of species. And he was right about this because it's already admitted. There were already thousands of studies that fluoride lowers IQ and hurts fertility. There are already hundreds of studies that the runoff is making the frogs attracted to the same sex and not females anymore. There's even mainstream headlines before I ever said turn the frogs gay that said it's making them homosexual. And then, of course, Facebook was not going to let you use keywords. First, it's Alex Jones. Then it's, what is it next? It's InfoWars. Then it's Paul Watson. Then it's even Donald Trump, if they want. And people are finally getting this. When I saw this over the weekend or on Friday, I thought that it was a joke. But it turns out that there is a gun store in Oklahoma that's been around for decades, Murph's Guns, that's very, very popular. And it turns out it's even got Murph in it. Well, I want to have this guy on the show. This guy's got a lot of energy and a lot of pizzazz. But he turns it around on him. But here's the thing. It's good to adapt and overcome censorship. But if we just adapt to it with jokes, it's only a short-term issue. Because they're just going to change it and say, well, you're still promoting guns. Imagine Facebook saying, you can't promote anything with the name gun in it, or shotgun, or handgun. And again, AI is blocking it. And then AI with photos of guns is blurring it out. Just like they blur my face out. So this is the total nightmare system. And it's here, ladies and gentlemen. So here's the ad for the guns. And again, for radio, it won't be as cute, but for TV, they blurt all the guns out, and it says it all. Here it is.
Howdy, folks. I'm here to tell you all about Murph's. You see, Facebook won't let us use the word guns in any advertisements. They also won't let us show shot or
hippies.
Here at Murph's, we got tons of stuff for all your outdoor and self-protection needs. So much so that this is one of the only camera angles in the store that we can show you without violating Facebook's rules. Oh, we got it all! And in real life, none of the stuff in the store is covered up or blurry. We got a great selection of and water bottles. So, whether you're trying to stock up for a great pheasant, whitetail, or turkey trip, or you're just trying to exercise your Second Amendment right to protect your family and own a or shot, come on down to Murph's, where you'll get the most bang for your buck.
I would definitely shop at Murph's Guns. I want to get that guy on. Now, that's people fighting back, but we can't put up with this to have our utilities. And under Section 230, big tech is all a utility. That's how they're able to have third-party comments or third-party articles and things and have billions of members. It's almost up to 3 billion now on Facebook because you're not liable for what they're posting. If it violates the law, then you take it down or there's a court order or someone's indicted. And you have policies, you know, no child endangerment stuff, porn, you can say gambling, you can say hacking. But then, oh, we choose to say that the Republican Party putting out on Facebook a little photo graphic saying we're looking for strong women to join the campaign and help get Trump reelected. They said, well, that's misgendering, saying we're looking for strong women. You can't say the word woman. That's not a mistake. That's a battle plan system. I first started learning 10 years ago out of Canada, they were trying to ban on entrance exams or entrance forms for public schools and colleges the word mother and father or he or she. Well, now they've done that. They're not just saying there's 500 genders. They're saying you can't send an ad out that says strong women because it might hurt someone that sees the word woman because they're not a woman. You're like, well, that just sounds like total mental illness. Well, they're creating basket cases that are offended by anything and everything, then run back to mommy. And the police are all told to be politically correct and go out and throw the book at everybody, you know, that puts up a sign on their barn saying Islam is questionable or, hey, torturing animals to death before you eat them, you know, halal slaughter, you know, is abusive. Even if that's not true, which I think it is a pretty torturous form of, it's not how I'd butcher an animal. And I'd shoot them right between the eyes and with a tractor over a beam, haul them up by their legs and butcher them. That's how you do it. There's no pain. They never knew what hit them. A lot of guys, you know, shoot the cow and the way it's butchered in the barn is, you know, with a 22. Sometimes that doesn't get them right away. You shoot them in the head with a, you know, 308, that gets them. Problem is the 308 bullet might go out of the barn. That's why you use a 22. A couple pop, pop, pop. It's done. Haul them up. Gut them. A couple, three, four guys can butcher it in an hour. It takes more time to cut it into steaks and things. But that's not how they do it. I'm not going to go into graphics here, but again, whether it's right to say it's torturing an animal or not, you have a right to say that. And the left that thinks you shouldn't be able to eat meat and all this stuff and, you know, that thinks your children should be taught how to put on dresses and give fellatio when they're, you know, 6 years old, all over the U.S. and all over Europe, the Islamicists, in fact, we ought to find those videos. I haven't played those in a while. Type in, like, Islamicists blow up on gay pride parade. Or blow up at leftist. And man, they come in and start attacking the gay pride parade. And the gay pride parade's like, what do you mean? You're anti-Western. You're anti-America. You're anti-Christian. You're our savior. And they're like, no, we're coming for you. We're going to throw your ass off a building. What just shows the left is a bunch of mad dog programmed enemies of the West because they're trying to conquer it. They're not for everybody's rights and stuff. They're authoritarians using our openness to press the attack.
Now it's for like more than 20 years. I've hung out with that guy. We've been hammered together so many times. That is the most misunderstood guy on the planet. He was right about all this Jeffrey Epstein. That is a
In fact, Alex Jones called this years ago.
For years, Jones has been spreading conspiracy theories.
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist.
Radio host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones supported President Trump, but also peddled and promoted sick conspiracy theories.
It's really hard for me to understand how anyone can be so sick in the head.
Alex Jones, my God, Mika, and just...
Yeah.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones has been behind several right-wing conspiracy theories.
Right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Radio host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
The captain of America's conspiracy theory mothership. Alex Jones.
Jones espouses a litany of conspiracy theories, although he thinks that term belittles his reporting.
The government's poisoning the water?
Absolutely. I have all these other government documents where the government proposes and government think tanks propose it's poisoning the water to dumb down the population, make them more easily manageable.
Oh dear, the fluoride didn't work on this one. He's fighting back against my takeover. Hurry, chemtrail him immediately.
I've noticed what they attack me with on mainstream news. Jones claims your cell phones are killing you. Jones claims there's chemicals in the water that are lowering your fertility and confusing your sexuality. Jones says there's black helicopters. Jones says there's a world government. Jones says the EU is unelected. It is. On and on and on. And everything we're saying is out in the open.
Kelly Prime's son Kyle was just 10 years old when he was diagnosed with kidney cancer in 2016. 5 months later, Kyle's friend and classmate, Mason Ferulli, developed brain cancer. Two more kids at the school were diagnosed this year. The moms believe the recent increase in cancer cases could be caused by radiation from radio frequency or RF waves coming from this cell tower located on the elementary school campus.
So think about how the LA Times and even Wired Magazine will admit there are thousands of studies that prove that wireless radiation, as it's intensified in its strength the last 30 years and how many places it's emanating from, and especially the microwave millimeter waves. Cell phones operate as microwave transmitters and receivers, transceivers. Now, what's a microwave do? It vibrates water, vibrates molecules. And 5G is an even more powerful form of microwave that even rattles it faster. That's what causes the heat, the friction of the molecules, and burns oxygen and carbon dioxide. You heard me right. 5G burns the atmosphere.
Epstein pleaded guilty to soliciting prostitution in Florida in 2008 as part of a controversial deal. In a civil case against the government about that deal, one accuser says she took part in an orgy on Epstein's private island in 2002 with approximately eight other young girls who appeared to be under the age of 18. What may have happened here?
Just because some people want to restrict views doesn't mean they have a right to do it. And see, once that happens, now you can shut down the details of Bill Clinton's best buddy and the pedophile island that we've been exposing.
Prison guards working when Epstein apparently died by suicide may have falsified reports to make it look like they were checking in on Epstein when they were in fact not.
I am now more suspicious than ever that this could be a homicide.
People won't listen to me because I got too much data. Can you imagine what this is like?
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago, he was saying that they take a lot of famous people to this island and they have all these young girls that this guy hooks them up with. He was talking about this years ago. Now it is mainstream news.
Well, Count Dankula is in studio with us. Had a great time hanging out with him and Carl, also known as Sargon. And they were talking about a lot of stuff there at the steakhouse with me in Austin, Texas, that they don't even want to say on air, even though it's extremely mild, because they'll be put in prison in the United Kingdom. And so as we go to my guest, I'd like to have a camera shot right here so I can show TV viewers just a few of the latest headlines in the last week. Video from the UK. Scottish police arrest man for painting Islam is questionable on his house. Boy, talk about the Magna Carta and freedom. Student kicked out of UNI after branding halal meat barbaric and inhumane in an essay.
This is Breitbart. British police arrest at least 3,395 people for offensive online comments in 1 year. Foreign policy. That's the Washington Post. Europe's free speech apocalypse is already here. That was 3 years ago. Oh, but now the left supports it. Europe's free speech crackdown. Punish anti-Muslims, ignore terrorists. National Review. But the right wing supports, the right wing establishment supports all this. It's the neocons running most of it, as I'm going to show you coming up next segment, inside the Atlantic Council with folks in the NSA and CIA that Trump hasn't gotten rid of that work for Obama. Obama and Hillary still run big tech. They take orders. I'm going to show you their quotes coming up. Crackdown on free speech rise across Europe. So that's just some of it right there. Count Dankula, it's great to have you here with us, my friend. You're going to ride shotgun the rest of the hour and 20 minutes with us or so into the fourth hour with Gerald Celente taking over. What do you want to cover while you're here? I mean, I have to tell you, it was frightening last night talking to you guys and what you were discussing and just the incredible iron curtain of tyranny and how many people are in prison or have been sent to prison like yourself and how many are facing more prison, and then Tommy Robinson talking to Julian Assange in jail and all these exclusives you've got.
In regards to freedom of speech in the UK, what you said there, the over 3,000 people that have been arrested for things that they have posted online, that is a true statement. But the funny thing is, in Russia last year, it was only 300. So we are, in fact, arresting more people than Russia for things that they have said online.
Well, the truth is, I've looked up Russia. They only arrest you if you're like a foreign agent working for an open NGO for Soros. And when you work for Soros and you come in to go into a church and piss on the sacraments, they arrest you.
Really?
Well, that's disorderly conduct.
Yeah. Well, that's something, obviously, if you're going in and causing damage.
And then they pose as if, oh, look, Russia is a police state. When Pussy Riot, that's the name of it, funded by the CIA, goes in and tries to piss literally in the church, physically urinate, then they get arrested.
I didn't know anything about that. I've seen them getting beaten in the streets, yeah. The Pussy Riot. I didn't know anything about pissing in the church.
That's what they did, yeah.
Right, I didn't know.
Bunch of stuff in the church, yeah.
That's something I could understand why you would be arrested for that.
Right. Exactly. So what I'm saying is, yeah. You just pointed out 300 people arrested for supposed speech in Russia. Meanwhile, 3,000 plus in the UK.
Yeah, we've even got some of the instances as well are absolutely ridiculous. One of the most well-known ones is a girl called Chelsea Russell. She's a young girl. She's still a teenager. And in her estate where she lives, a young boy got knocked down. He was killed in a car accident. And a lot of people from the estate were posting tributes and things like that to him online. She posted lyrics from his favourite rap song onto her Instagram. And because the rap lyrics contained the N-word, she was arrested and charged for that, and she was found guilty. She was given a fine, and she was also given a curfew and had to wear a GPS ankle bracelet. And
so his favorite rap song has those words, with the black guy saying it, but then when you post the lyrics, you go to jail.
Yeah, even though they play these songs on the radio.
And so this is the opposite of the UK and where supposed free speech got enshrined.
Yeah, the free speech in the UK is in deep trouble. We're getting lots of people, especially one of the main things as well that the police very often use is it's something called the Hate Crime Operational Guidance Handbook. And you can look this up. You can look this up. It actually does say several times in the handbook itself that it all comes down to the, not the matter of fact, the black and white of what actually happened in the situation. It comes down to the perception of the people involved, so the perception of the victim, the perception of the police, or even the perception of a bystander. So if you're having an argument in the street with someone who might be a Muslim, Jewish, or any of these other, you know, protected classes, you might not even have to utter a slur. You've not said anything homophobic or racist or anything like that at all. You might have just yelled at them because you
were. So what's happening is godlike powers being given to protected classes to wave magic wands, and if they feel offended, you go to jail no matter what you did.
Yeah, because it comes down to their perception. Even though you didn't say any slurs or anything at all, see if they or a bystander... Or
but the see how we gave the left the power in Europe and now in UK and now here to decide, oh, you can't say something hurtful. Well, now everything's hurtful, and now there's no free speech. Now we have real tyrants ruling over us and our children.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the...
Count Dankula's here with us. YouTube Count Dankula reaches hundreds of millions of people. He got first, of course, arrested a few years ago for doing a joke video of Hitler Dog. Very similar to bits that John Cleese has done, similar to bits that I had done. And, you know, clearly, this is the police state. Europe, in the last 20 years, starting in Germany, outlawed the Nazi Party. And then they outlawed anything nationalist or right-wing. Then they invaded the country with Islam. This is all part of a larger admitted UN plan. And so every time I have dinner with some great person like you who's been put in jail or attacked or demonetized, they're always explaining, hey, I'm not a Nazi. Hey, I'm not racist. Hey, it's just up to the eye of the beholder. And then the Islam's running, you know, child kidnapping rings. And you can't even cover the trials or even say it's happening or that they're racially, you know, targeting white people or you get arrested, even though they say they are, because it's racially stoking flames. The police say if you admit that they're being racial, but then they're allowed to operate and rape whoever they want and be racial and be hateful. You import a third world, very tribal population that was taken over by the Muslims in the last 500 years, that's invaded India, killed 140 million Hindus. You bring in a bunch of these guys, and they take over and drive everybody out of the neighborhoods around them because Islam's been invading like a cancer for 1,400 years. And so I sit there, and you know, we try to explain to the police, that, and we try to explain it's our free speech, and then you got into how, when you said, fine, I'll go to jail, I'm not going to plead guilty. No judge, no jury, no due process. They just took the money out of your bank account. It's the social score. It's the global social score. And so to see this happening, this is a premeditated plan. The low-level leftists love the power they have to say that you've done something wrong, so you get arrested. But up on top, the big mega corporations and others want to end Western freedom because it doesn't work with their authoritarianism. They love China. China's authoritarian. China dehumanizes. China just says you're anti-communist and arrest you. So they're using our classical liberalism as our Achilles heel, and we have to stop it and realize this is incredible tyranny and that the police and these courts are tyrants and are incredibly dangerous. So tell people about your story, and then you've got the floor to really get into what's happening in Europe and how it's coming here and the progression of this cancer.
The main problem is the people that want to secretly run everything and control everything are authoritarians, and the biggest threat to authoritarians is freedom of speech. If people are able to speak freely and they're able to convince other people that obviously authoritarians are bad, they're showing people the bad things the authoritarians are doing. Like, see, for example, right now, the situation in Hong Kong, you know, this is a soft invasion by China. Right now, it's a soft invasion by China, but soon I've got a feeling it's going to become a hard one. The people of Hong Kong are doing what Antifa and America think they're doing. Like, the people in Hong Kong are actually truly resisting against a brutal authoritarian regime. They're waving American flags. They love democracy. They love freedom. They love liberty. And when you speak to the people on the ground there in Hong Kong, they'll tell you exactly that. But for some reason, people are now trying to paint the Hong Kong protesters as far right because they've decided to use the Pepe symbol as a mark of their freedom. And it just goes to show you the way that these people think, that people fighting for their freedom, for their liberty, and in Hong Kong's case, probably most likely their lives, they're being branded as fascists. I can't understand how these people have actually tried to make that connection, that people who love and want freedom are somehow Nazis, fascists, bigots, and white supremacists. I can't understand it. I think it's just because these people truly have run out of arguments. Because most of the time, whenever you come up against someone and the first thing they do is call you a Nazi or a bigot, racist, etc., without evidence, without any sort of support, you've won the argument. You've already won the argument. This person has nothing on you. Like, you've already come out on top. This person is an authoritarian. They just won't admit it. They just want you to shut up and stop talking about freedom, because the biggest threat to the type of government and control that they want is freedom.
Describe what it's like. Describe the type of things people have been arrested for. And of course, it's always expanding. Earlier, folks just joined us. A person died. I think you said a car wreck accident. And then his favorite rap song, his girlfriend or a friend put a quote online that had the N-word in it. And, you know, if a music group's putting something out and that's what they believe, you should be able to say it and it not be seen as offensive. But regardless, you shouldn't be arrested for it. And that's where this is all going.
Yeah, it's basically It's now, we're now at the point where hurting people's feelings has become a crime. Hurting a person's feelings has actually become a crime. And there was another example as well. That was the Chelsea Russell case. Her case eventually got overturned on appeal, but it took a lot of time and a lot of public support for that to actually
happen. Yeah, so they're still going to make you go through all the trouble and all of it.
Yeah, they're basically wasting police time, wasting courts time, wasting taxpayers' money on absolute nonsense cases like this. There was even another one which was quite recent was, you heard of the Grenfell Tower fire that happened in London. It was the huge tower block that went on fire. Hundreds of people died. It was very tragic. There was people who actually made an effigy of Grenfell and actually set it on fire in their back garden. Very, very mean-spirited as far as jokes go. It's not something that I would do, but these people were actually arrested and investigated by the police for what they did, and they ended up going to court. They even got... The police were searching through their bins, searching through their entire house, you know, over just hurting people's feelings, which I thought was a hell of a reaction from the police. But I think because...
Well, it's not their right, and it's a power grab, and it's the stuff that nightmares are made of. But speaking of that, firefighters in Sweden and Germany and everywhere, they remember 3 years ago, oh, no-go zones aren't real.
Yeah.
That's a right-wing lie. But everybody's known that they're expanding. Our crews have run into it. You've run into it. And now the no-go zones are there. Firefighters are getting attacked. They're getting shot at. Molotov cocktails. That's part of the reason the firefighters and police can't get into areas when there's a fire and predominantly Muslim buildings burned down is because they're no-go zones.
I think it's just because of this rejection of... I think they see that obviously any type of authority, even if it's like the firefighters or the police or anything like that, they're seen as a representation of the state of the West, and they hate it. They don't want it. They want to have their own community.
And isn't it funny? The police then kiss their ass, but then the very docile UK people on average that are very subservient to government on average, you're very polite, they are overrun and bossed around.
Yeah.
Like the guy that saved dozens of people, the Lion of...
The London Bridge. I think it was the Lion of London Bridge. I think,
stab him over and over again because he told the media they were Muslims screaming Allah Akbar, and he saved a bunch of people. Got stabbed dozens of times. He was put in a re-education camp just so he wouldn't hate Muslims after that.
He was put on a right-wing terror watch list that he was put on, even though
he had to go to re-education.
The man's a national hero. The man's a national hero, and he stopped. He saved people's lives. He got stabbed up a bunch himself. He made a huge sacrifice to protect the lives of others, to protect the lives
of... The Lion of London Bridge. And there's too many of these. I mean, Tommy Robinson right now, we'll talk about it next hour. But, I mean, he's in a high-security prison. They say it's one of the worst in the UK with Julian Assange.
Yeah. From what I have heard from people who have gone to visit Tommy, he is... Tommy's downstairs, and in the cell above him is Julian Assange, and they've been talking to each other. By shouting through the windows of their cells. So I'm interested to hear what type of conversations they've been having.
You're just like me. I said, we'll cover it next hour. You get right to it. But I like putting it all up front. Here's the thing. I could get up here all day and talk about this.
Yeah.
You're a really funny comedian. I went back and looked at your work, and I would call it libertarian. I would call it kind of edgy. I call it kind of classical liberal. But even if you were a Nazi, you have a right to make a Hitler dog video. Briefly, tell people what happened to you.
Oh, my girlfriend was always constantly going on about our pet pug, Pudda, and constantly going on about how cute, adorable and lovely he was, even in some instances picking the dog up and shoving him in my face, going, look how cute he is, which was kind of annoying when you're trying to watch TV. And I ended up getting so annoyed by it that I decided to turn the pug into the worst thing that I could think of, which was a Nazi. And so I decided to teach him to lift his paw whenever I said "see Kyle" and react to a few phrases that the Nazis might themselves say. And I decided to record it. I posted it on YouTube. It ended up going viral. The press immediately leapt onto that and were basically trying to say that I was the second coming of Hitler and saying I was a Nazi and I was a white supremacist and all manner of things. And then eventually I was arrested by the police and I went through a 2-year trial. I was ultimately found guilty and fined £800, but the £800 I refused to pay, even at my sentencing. I got my lawyer to actually read a statement to the judge saying that any community service you give me, I'm going to refuse to do it. Any fine you give me, I'm going to refuse to pay it. But the judge decided to give me the fine anyway. I refused to pay it, and because I refused to pay it, instead of the police coming to get me, they just seized the money from my account without telling me.
Unbelievable. And Paul Watson did a great report on this where he shows John Cleese and others hiling Hitler and doing all this. And obviously he's not supporting Hitler. But even if John Cleese did support Hitler, it's his right to do it. It's your right to boycott it. And that's why John Cleese has left the UK. He says to the Caribbean, he says it's no longer a free country. And he's moved to an island that's 90% black. He says he's really happy to be with the black folks. He just doesn't want to be around all the authoritarians in the UK. Hour number three, straight ahead. Start your engines. We're going to open the phones up at the start of the next segment. Your chance to talk to Count Dankula. Count Dankula on YouTube. You've been deplatformed some, but I've been watching Sargon of Akkad for years, but I always butcher how you say it. But meeting him in person, he's a larger-than-life character, and so are you. So
thanks very much.
Too bad he had to get back to Florida. The families are visiting. He kind of ran off for the day to come see us.
Yeah, he snuck away from his family to come and hang out, and then unfortunately had to go back.
It's crazy how he used to work at the big think tanks and for the government doing big demographic studies and stuff. And he's a smart guy, and he's a liberal, and he thinks that the leftists are the number one threat.
Well, that's the thing is, it's not the entirety of the left, it is the far left, but the problem is you're getting the sensible people on the left who are the true liberals who are fine with other people having opinions, they want to have discussions, debates, they want to do things sensibly, but they are getting attacked by their own far lefties. This is the thing is, we'll get deplatformed from universities all the time, but you'll get actual left-wingers who are true liberals who are actually getting deplatformed as well because they aren't far left enough. Basically, you're not a communist, so you're not allowed free speech. Just standard, typical authoritarian stuff, just like you've seen with Stalin, Pol Pot, you know, all that type of stuff.
It's getting more and more radical now, like a black hole, because everyone's trying to stage the other person to where now I've seen videos in San Francisco all over where the black students now will come up, just beat up white students, or they're listening to rap music or they have dreadlocks saying you're not allowed to culturally appropriate. And the schools are like, well, they probably need to be beaten. You know, it's like the so-called tranny, you know, a guy in a dress in Australia attacking people with axes for no reason. And the judge said, you only get 6 years because you're a victim. Well, now the higher court came and said, no, you're getting 40-something years.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I knew the person got charged. I never knew they only get six. But then the court
said you're a victim, so you need to go. You know, you were upset because some girl online turned you down, and you're a victim. So because you're a higher-class person, other people would get, you know, life in prison for an axe attack. You only get 6 years.
I thought countries were supposed to operate on the ethos of everyone is equal under the law.
They want everyone to want to sterilize themselves to get some free goodies. It's about depopulation.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. I think I have noticed that as well, that a lot of people now aren't very family-focused. Nobody is child-focused. Nobody wants to actually, like, get married, have children, and settle down. I have noticed that. Like, I got a bunch of people that were giving me a little bit of cheek because I'm married now and I plan on having kids. And
people give you problems, but oh, if people from India have 10 kids, it's great. Bring them in and give them all welfare. People from Pakistan or people from wherever, that's great. But if a European's having children, you know, back my ex-wife, I had 3 children with her, and I saw this once, but she would tell me at Whole Foods, people would come up and say rude things to her because we had 3 good-looking kids.
Well, why?
It's hurting the earth, man. You heard Prince Harry and his wife said they're only having 2 kids to save the earth. So what type of problems do you get? Because you're married now. That's not...
It was just the type of thing. Even when I was mentioning it to a few people, I'm getting married, and it's like, really? You're doing that? You're settling down? I was like, yeah, well, I'm 30 now. Like, I kind of want to. You know, your 20s are for having fun and messing around. My 20s are over now. It's, you know, time to be a man. You know, that's my 10-year window for drinking and partying. It's over now. I'm going to settle down and have kids now.
See, I did that 12 to 18, but yeah.
Yeah. I did that too, yeah.
I was really bad. Anyway. But I'm not knocking you. I get it, but that's good. That's good. Have some kids.
Yeah. No, that's,
how
that's
many you want to have?
Three.
Good.
Yeah, I want to have 3. Yeah.
Well, get going.
That's what we're in the process of doing just now. You know, by being out here, you're actually kind of holding me back. You know, could be out saving the earth right now, but you know, you had to come out.
Well, you got
to
save the earth with more humans. It's kind of, we need more carbon dioxide. That helps the plants grow faster, and hell, they don't want that.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I don't understand as well, is everyone is knocking the climate change stuff. Now, I do agree, like, pollution absolutely is a huge problem, but the reason that the first world is so developed is because we had an industrial revolution. Right, we had an industrial revolution, we had factories, we had production, we had jobs, we had this huge economic boom. Third world countries aren't going to be able to achieve that.
Prager U has the best breakdown of this, about demographics. Let's talk about that and get the number out when we come back with Count Dankula. He's a dank gentleman. He's a lot of fun to hang out with. Stay with us.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have Count Dankula here in studio with us. And again, describe yourself, your history. You've reached, I'd say billions of people probably. I mean, I've had over 5 billion views on YouTube till they banned me, just the ones on our own channels. A lot more than that. There's people like PewDiePie that people over 25 probably don't know who PewDiePie is, but he's got over 100 billion views on YouTube alone. There's nothing even close to that in the world, but you never hear about it because the corporate media wants to ignore what it doesn't control.
This is the thing, is they come after PewDiePie all the time because the media don't like the fact that someone operating from their bedroom can gather just as much power as them. And I think it's with younger people, a lot of people are looking at the media, they're getting bored, they're catching the media lying all the time. A lot of young people find the mainstream media actually quite cringy and embarrassing to be a part of, and they don't want anything to do with it. So they turn to the YouTubers, they turn to the internet to get their news and get their information, which is why the people like PewDiePie are so popular, which is why the Wall Street Journal tried to burn PewDiePie down. They came after him because he made a few edgy jokes and everything, but it was 100% clear that these were intended as jokes. They were intended as comedy. They weren't racist. He's not a Nazi. He's not a white supremacist.
But even, here's the problem.
Yeah.
Every time somebody gets censored, Joe Rogan or people that are really smart go, well, that wasn't racist what the professor said, or that wasn't racist when the comedian said that. Since when, if you don't like somebody, don't go watch their comedy show or don't watch their show or boycott it if you want. But it doesn't mean you get arrested. And that's the laws they're trying to pass here. They have said in the news, Georgetown University suing me over made up stuff at Charlottesville I never said. The whole Sandy Hook thing. They say they want to kill the First Amendment. They want to set a precedent that if somebody says their feelings are hurt, you get sued, you lose, or you get arrested. This is what they say. When the left walks by me in public, they go, aren't you supposed to be in prison by now?
that's the thing is, it's an example of just the peak narcissism of them. Like, say, for example, if I'm at a comedy club, I'm there with 100 other people, the comedian's telling jokes I don't like, I'll just walk out and leave. I'll just say, this isn't for me, bye. But these people will be the ones to stand up, demand that the show get shut down, demand that this comedian be fired, and then demand that this person's life be ruined because they don't think that they should alter themselves to fit into the world. They think that the whole world should change to suit them. It's absolute narcissism. If there is someone that you don't like, just don't watch it. And the argument that they usually make against that is, oh, but if this person gets to speak and gets to say all these racist and edgy jokes, then other people might become racist. Well, from what I've gathered in my discussions with actual genuine Nazis and actual genuine white supremacists, because the only way you're going to be able to understand them is to actually speak to them, is the main reason that they have become the way that they are is because of their demonization by the media and also the treatment by the left. They're basically being formed as a counter to the things, to the far left's authoritarianism. They are the biggest cause for the rise in the far right, because young people are being radicalized into it because of the way that they are being treated by authoritarian left-wing militant groups. Primarily Antifa.
And of course, Antifa is this protected group worldwide funded by the big banks, by the big foundations, calling for communism, but financed by billionaires.
They're authoritarians that have resorted to violence because they've lost the argument. They won't meet in debate because they know that they'll lose. Because basically, if you go into a debate hall and you are advocating for taking away a person's right to speak, a person's right to produce any type of art or media that they would wish to produce, and just overall advocating for taking away the freedoms and individual liberties of people just so that you can force in your demonstrably bad, poor, and ill thought out political ideology, then you're like, they've lost the argument. All this is the equivalent of a child having a tantrum, right? Antifa are a child having a tantrum because they've been told, no, you can't get what you want because it is a bad idea. Like, look at Venezuela, look at North Korea, look at Soviet Russia, look at China right now. You're even getting people in Antifa that are being trying to be apologetic for China. They're trying to make excuses for China invading Hong Kong. They're basically, like, what were some of the things that they were going, oh, well, Hong Kong technically did belong to China in the first place.
Oh yeah, just last week there was sprayed all over Austin, China is good and communism is coming and hammers and sickles and Antifa, rise up, overthrow America. And so one of my crew members that's been here 15, 16 years, longer, I see 17, his sister barely talks to him, won't talk to his mom, won't let her see the grandkids because she voted for Trump. And she had a great relationship with her mom. And she said, I just hope China can take out Trump. So the average Democrat now, it's been the Washington Post, New York Times, is now seeing China as the savior. I was telling people this 2.5 years ago when the dictator Xi went to Davos and there was headlines in Reuters, G20 and Davos looks to China to stop Trump in America. And it's crazy that the instincts of America to hate their own country is to support a mass murdering regime who is unelected, took over China, killed 150 million people. The people that ran to Hong Kong and Taiwan have been there for 70 years, and now China builds a huge bridge to Hong Kong, takes over the government, announces they're going to start secretly arresting everybody. The people start tearing down light poles that have face scanning cameras and battling back. And the left is like, get those people. How dare they wave American flags?
And they're also trying to brand them as fascists and far right. It's the fact is, like, that is the point that they've arrived at now, where if you want freedom, individual liberty, small government, you are somehow a far-right fascist. Wanting a small government is the opposite of fascism. Like, people on the far, like, used to get the classic liberals that were just like, you know, peace and love, everyone can do what they want. As long as you're not messing with me, I'm not going to mess with you. But they've now morphed into people that, I remember being left-wing when I was a teenager. The last thing that we would ever have wanted is to give the government more power. But nowadays, the modern left love that. They want big government. They want people's rights being taken away. And
they're entitled, they're naive, and on average they come from middle class or upper class families. And they've been told by the professors, you're going to rule when we overthrow and take over. You're going to go right to being a commander in a black uniform, you know, literally in camps beating Christians' brains out. I think I got an article here with this we'll cover when we come back. This professor was just removed here in the U.S. because he said, I want to kill Christians. I want to go out and attack. I want to kill Trump. I want to overthrow America. So at least there's pushback now that no, Antifa, just because you're a protected meth head government employee or professor movement or journalist, so-called journalists that put on black mask at night, just because you're supposed to rule, you ain't going to do it because we're going to intellectually beat you. We're going to economically beat you. We're going to culturally beat you. And your Chi-Coms are now in a pincer grip. And we're going to free China. So get ready for that, you little slime bags. You will never get all the power you think you're going to get. Even if your controllers got control, you're the first group that they'll wipe off their shoes. That's how history works, dumbasses. Not talking to the audience, talking to the Antifa that works for Alexander Demon Soros. We're going to come back and start taking your phone calls at 877-789-2539. We're talking about free speech. We're talking about the world. We're talking about Hong Kong. We're talking about the trade war. We're talking about the media siding against Trump and America with China and cheerleading the collapse of our economy. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX is the number to join us, ladies and gentlemen, and to give us your take. It's wide open phones, first-time callers, long-time callers. If you disagree, if you get in, some days I just open the phones up and say, if you disagree, I love to hear from libtards. There's nothing better to hear you not even able to put a sentence together. So 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, ladies and gentlemen. And we will take your calls on the other side with, he's at Count Dankula on YouTube, Count Dankula in studio. Where else can people find Planet Dankula?
You most likely find me on Twitter. I usually use that as a fine example to display to everyone just how crazy the far lefties have become. And you'll find me on YouTube.
All right. You have done well, Lord Vader. We haven't played a lot of your really funny pieces and your history pieces you do and all of it, but it's all very educational. And old folks are watching it. Young folks are watching it. Kids are watching it. As we go to break, something to really upset the globalists. My oldest daughter goes to football games and goes all over and, you know, sees other schools and stuff. And in the stands or at school, and she goes to a big school, people will be sitting there and they'll be playing Alex Jones memes at lunch all over. And she walks in the hall and hears my voice. And at football games, it's everywhere. And I'm nothing like a Pootie Pie or probably even a Count Dankin when it comes to the young people watching. And it's beautiful and it really, really upsets them. And that's what this is all about. So the globalists better watch their evil asses. We'll be back. Political prisoner previously, a successful YouTuber, comedian, satirist. All these are criminal terms now as it spread from Europe to the UK to Australia to New Zealand. And now here, they're openly saying arrest people for their speech. I've got all these different Democrats introducing legislation saying if someone creates discord, they should be arrested. That's Mazie Inouye or whatever her name is from Hawaii. And then we've also got the congresswoman from Florida that we played the clips of over and over again saying, if somebody makes fun of us, we're going to indict you. They mean it. This is what they're talking about. This is what they're doing. But if you're committing real crimes in these leftist-controlled blue cities, they're not coming. Now, why is that? The Austin mayor was on KLBJ about a month ago. And I happened to be taking that day off to fish with my kids. And they were getting ready with the fishing poles out at the lake. And I put on 590 AM, local talk station. And there was the mayor saying, oh, we've passed an ordinance that the homeless can camp on anywhere, your front yard. So you know that there's a problem. So the city will vote for more money. Well, that's what they do. They say, come here, use drugs, be homeless. And then the problem increases because it's a lifestyle catering to people who are given money to buy drugs and alcohol. And the left gives them money on top of it to defecate all over the streets. And now Austin looks like San Francisco 10 years ago. It's horrible. But San Francisco is collapsing. No tourism, no anything. Same thing with Portland. Washington has big problems up in Seattle. Baltimore, D.C., the list goes on and on. Why? It's the same reason they want to federalize the police and cause crises, to bring in control. Same reason. When the left gets full control, they want to collapse our major cities and declare a national emergency to fully federalize them. They want to do it under Trump, but they want to do it once the Democrats get back in. So report, Baltimore police afraid to arrest anyone out of fear of political backlash. There's a video of it. And that's why you see in Baltimore a whole bunch of cops getting shot 2 weeks ago. And when they're going in with the ambulances, when they got shot, the people are hitting them, screaming at them, throwing water bottles at them, and calling them the N-word. Other blacks are calling black officers that because they're the enemy. And so they're saying, okay, we can't come into your areas then. And then the crime rate explodes like South Side Chicago. So these are no-go zones we're talking about. The left's creating them on purpose, bringing in the Islamics, knowing they'll do it. Here's another one, since I mentioned it in the last segment. Iowa College removes professor who declared, I'm Antifa. He also reportedly shared shockingly violent Facebook posts about how much he wanted to kill Christians, kill Trump, and kill others. Well, he's now been removed. We're in a campus reform report. Kleisman announced last week that he supported the movement, which drew immediate backlash. He called for Antifa, again, to kill Christians and more. And he's now been removed from the college that he was at. I read this morning. I'm looking for what college he was in here. It was in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the Kirkwood Community College. And so I don't want to just mention things. I want to show you those. But at least there's some pushback against this. I see callers here asking, we'll go to Wes in a moment. They want to ask you, Count Dankula, where does it all end?
I think ultimately what it's going to result in is we need political candidates to actually get up and take the effort to run for government and run for higher positions who are freedom-loving people that actually do care about the countries that they are a part of. For example, you're getting politicians that are going in it now. They want the money, they want the fame, they want the power. Very, very few politicians actually go into politics with the intent of helping people. They use helping people as a facade to get the votes. For example, there are very few politicians that I actually respect and I actually would vote for. For example, I really like Trump because he's brought black unemployment all the way right down, which is fantastic. That's excellent. I want everyone to have jobs. I want everyone to be able to afford the family home with the white picket fence and the dog and the 2.5 kids. I want that for absolutely everyone, and Trump is helping people achieve that. But I also, I'm starting to like Tulsi Gabbard because she actually wants to come after big tech censorship as well. And she spoke about this even before personally she was affected by it.
And plus, notice none of the Democrats like her. And they're all rigging Google searches.
Oh, yeah. Basically, after the Democratic debate where she absolutely bodied Kamala Harris, she annihilated Kamala Harris. She was number three trending on Twitter. Twitter noticed, and she was gone.
And by the way, she could potentially beat Trump. Young, good-looking, a veteran, well-spoken, a real liberal. She has some things I don't like about it, but you're right. She's legitimate and comes off as a real person, and they are scared of her. And take Trump. If Trump can be the turnaround guy to save America, his name will be gold. If isn't, he'll be destroyed. That's why he's really trying to fix things.
Yeah, that's why those are two examples of politicians I'm looking at, and they actually genuinely seem to want to help people. There are a lot of others that don't care. What people at home should do is go out, get involved, join political parties, form your own political party, and go into government with the sole intention of protecting the freedoms and rights of others. Because
that's right. That's all government's there, is to ensure that people's rights are there. They don't give you your rights. It's there to protect them. And when governments become destructive of those rights, it is not just our right. It is our duty to remove and abolish those governments. And that's the Declaration of Independence.
Yes. You're so lucky that you guys have your Bill of Rights and your Constitution, because we don't have anything like that. Our rights are treated more like privileges that the state can take away from you at any point.
Well, they've reversed Magna Carta. I remember in 1998, Tony Blair said, we're abolishing Magna Carta.
Yeah.
I mean, that was in the BBC headline. We're abolishing Magna Carta. So the beginning of people standing up really is 1215, Runnymede, what's the UK today? England. But it's devolved back now.
Yeah, it's basically authoritarians are just being authoritarians. They're trying to take away all the little freedoms and rights that we have slowly but surely so that they can have full control over us. Jordan B. Peterson, when he was on Joe Rogan, actually defined it a really, really good way, where the government will push a little tiny bit until people start to scream, and then it will stop. And then when everyone calms down, it will push a little tiny bit again and then stop. And it will just keep doing this process over and over and over again until you've just sleepwalked into all of your rights and privileges and liberties just being completely taken away. And that is what the government wants. It doesn't care about you. It cares about controlling you. And it's going to do everything that it can to make sure that that
And that's
happens.
Because there's special interest coming in and using our once free governments to convert us to something like China. I mean, that's the goal.
That is the goal. Like, even when you look at the freedom of speech laws that we have right now, everyone's saying, oh, it's to protect people, it's to protect their freedoms. See, if you look at the way China started, China didn't just become China overnight. There was a slow process in building all of these laws up until, like, you addressed it earlier, it starts with these laws are to protect the people, then these laws...
It took Mao about 10 years to really get rolling, and he used the colleges as the first place to say, basically, we're going to kill everybody. And then he used the Mao brigades were like brown shirts to do it.
Yeah, it starts with protecting people. Then it moves on to protecting politicians, like you said earlier. But, politicians are calling for, if people criticise us, they should be arrested, they should be this. And we had an example of that actually happen in Britain, which I'll get into in a minute. But then ultimately, after the politicians, what's next? The government. It's about criticism of the government itself. Because if you can criticise the government and point out the sketchy things the government's doing, that will turn the people against the government, and that puts the government's authority.
And I see the UK government going, this could undermine the government.
Good.
They're like, this could discredit us. Yeah, because you're evil. You deserve to be discredited. We're going to come back, I promise, to Wes and Ryan and Rod and Brian and Travis and Tim and Jackson and Joey and Doug and everybody straight ahead with Count Dankula. I'm Alex Jones. Newswars.com. Infowars.com. Only you can share those links. Thank you.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We've really built something amazing here together. The listeners, the viewers of this show, all the supporters over the years, the great crew, and all the guests. and it stands in defiance of the establishment. I just hope listeners realize that most of these big YouTubers and people that are really the vanguard of waking up young people and others have all been demonetized, but they're still fighting on, and they're trying to put a lot of them in prison. They're suing them as well. So just remember that people like Steven Crowder and others, when you buy the mug from him, his mug club, and things like that, that keeps them going. And a lot of these organizations are on the verge of going bankrupt. I'm going to cover this tomorrow because it's in all the documents, and I covered it 2.5 years ago, but then even Rolling Stone and a few others actually covered it. And it was just shocking to see Matt Taibbi write about it, how Obama and Hillary still run part of the CIA. They funded these stay-behind groups, and that the Democrats in Congress are commanding them in congressional hearings to shut down conservatives. And these media groups were given $2 billion. It's Taibbi. Censorship does not end well. Taibbi, beware the slippery slope of Facebook censorship. And the articles attack me, but they say, hey, he's how they got the left to accept the end of free speech, by demonizing Jones, by creating a straw man, and then getting people to accept my supposed destruction. Rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. Then the whole door got blown off of the submarine, and all the tyranny flooded in. So please don't forget, I guess the way the God works, or however this happens, we keep bringing in just the amount of money we need to operate. And I want to expand. I want to launch some new shows, which we're doing next month. I want to be able to put reporters in the field, like we've done with overall 4 reporters in Hong Kong. I want to be able to do all these things. And without you buying the products, we cannot do it. So just check out InfoWarsStore.com. Get a T-shirt. Get a book. Get a film. Get a great air filter. Get a great water filter you and your family need. Get the new Nano Silver skin cream that we've got from the same great folks that brought you the Super Silver wound gel that's patented and so incredibly popular. This is proprietary. We worked with them to develop this. This is a brand new thing that just came out last week. Folks are already getting it in their mail. They're already giving it 5 stars. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to all the supplements and all the other products. Again, the Super Silver Wound Gel is a drug. It's FDA approved over the counter, the strongest available over the counter. This company let me private label that. I'm the only people that are allowed to do that. We then discount it. The Super Silver Cream is the same nano silver, but it's just not gone through all the approval to, you know, say approved for over the counter in the drug section. None of it means anything. Again, what the FDA does is they got a law passed in 96 trying to outlaw supplements, and Congress said, and Ron Paul was critical fighting this, they said, no, we're not saying we're drugs. You have no jurisdiction. So the FDA said, okay, well, you have to say not approved by the FDA. So they're always like, Jones sells unapproved things. Well, that's because the FDA makes all the supplement companies sit there and say that it is not approved by them because by law, they don't have that jurisdiction to be able to even do that. But then they try to come in and regulate people who are claiming that they're drugs. Well, we're not saying these are drugs, ladies and gentlemen. We're not saying that krill oil is a drug. We're not saying that clean iodine is a drug. This is all from Mother Nature that God gave us. And whether it's turmeric or whether it's our high-quality coffee, they even try to say my coffee's a scam. It sells coffee and toothpaste, damn bastard. A scam that you need toothpaste. He's a toothpaste snake oil salesman. Well, guess what? People love Super Blue. 4 to 5 of colloidal silver and iodine, no fluoride is in it. So, again, we are very, very, very excited about all of this. We're energized by it. And this new product is really putting wind in our sails. The only problem is I put in a medium-sized order for it. It looks like it's going to sell out in the next couple of weeks. So I've got it in the 25% off at the end of this week. Take advantage of it. We have it in the smaller containers, and we have it in the larger containers, ladies and gentlemen. One of the smaller containers is $7. The larger container is $14. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We're going to these phone calls here with Count Dankula, but we're going to take calls. What other points after we take calls do you want to get into?
Anything. I'm easy. You can do whatever you want.
You wanted to get into Epstein when we talk today.
Yes.
We'll also hit some of that after we take some of these calls. Let's go ahead and go to Wes in Indiana. Wes, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say quickly, I take your H2. I've taken it for 2 years. I went from 285 pounds to 225 pounds. I quit taking it, and the weight started coming back on. I take it again, and now it's back down to 225, and I've done nothing else. But anyway, I just wanted to say and ask you, you said one time with Classic, I don't know where this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you got one. And considering everything's going on, I just wondered and asked your guest, we're just going to end it. It has to end somewhere. You know, eventually the fly's got to land.
That's right. I mean, something this look at how all the old timers warned of a world government and leftist banning speech and killing babies after they're born. It's all going on. And then what comes next? I mean, we were right. We have real tyranny, not on our doorstep, but up our, you know what?
Yeah, we definitely do. It's going to come to a point where the government is just going to get replaced. It's just going to be completely replaced. Like, people are very, very unhappy with the stuff they're doing. And
no, I agree with you. I think they're going to be removed.
Yeah, I think they definitely are. Hopefully through a democratic process.
That's what we're working for, brother.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely going to come. Basically, career politicians, they'll just become absolute snakes and they don't care about people. And the more and more we can wake people up to that, eventually there's going to come a day where the generation below us are just going to vote all of them out. They're all gone and they're going to replace it with people that actually love freedom and actually care about the countries they're supposed to be helping.
Well, you're right. And plus, there's a tipping point historically where you have a good virtuous culture, corruption isn't put up with, you have a huge expansion, a golden age, and then corruption sets in, takes over, sets up a system, and in a few generations, everything collapses again. It is a cycle. And so people that have given up faith that good doesn't exist or that things couldn't turn around, no, we're hitting the bottom now. And every real historian worth their salt, from Camille Paglia to, you know, people like, I mean, you name it, Pat Buchanan, agrees that we're entering the bottom.
I think it's, what's the name of the cycle? Is it good men create great times, great times create weak men create bad times? Bad times create good men. Like, that's I think I've completely butchered that.
No, comment, you didn't. You said it perfectly. Yeah. Victor Hugo, the French philosopher and statesman, said, adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're basically approaching the time now where we're going to create good and strong men because of the way things are going. And I believe that these strong men are going to be the ones that change it. Again, starting with the government.
I totally agree, because I'm not, and God bless you, Wes. Thanks for the call. I'm not saying this to act tough or anything. There's a lot of people who can kick my ass, but I was a sweet little boy and really nice and into art, and I liked fishing and hunting and stuff and riding horses, but I was really sweet. And then my parents took me out of private school in sixth grade and put me in a school in Dallas, and it was so politically correct that the white kids were all allowed to be beaten up by kids that were black and Hispanic and were 3 years older. And it was just what went on. Well, by the time I got in seventh grade, I was putting people in the hospital. And they could never do anything because I'm like, hey, this kid's 2 years older than me. He attacked me. I jumped on top of him, slammed his head in the ground. I'm sorry, he's in a coma. They're like, what the hell? Who is this kid? And then by high school, I had to fight all their brothers and cousins. And then by the high school, I had to fight their big brothers that were gotten out of loose derrick for, you know, attempted murder. And so I was in some real fights. I mean, I'll leave it at that. And it unlocked in me this savageness and this crazed viciousness, not in a bad way. And just these things that unlock these weapon systems that made me who I am. I would not be who I am. And that's why they want to keep you domesticated. I'm not saying go out and get in fights and stuff. That's why they don't want rites of passage or really hard competitive sports or boxing or jiu-jitsu or mountain climbing or any of that. Because if you go through pain and go through a lot, you come out a lot stronger. And I did, no exaggeration. I probably got in 150 really serious fights, and it made me who I am. I'll be right back. The great Gerald Celente takes over at 15 after, but we're going to all the calls that are on hold. But it's hard to interrupt this song right here. My eyes are blind, but I can see. You were talking about how you've got all metal teeth because your profession, before you became world famous on YouTube, is a bouncer.
Yeah.
And I mean, you think that made you a more wary, focused, you know, a smart guy before you became a media superstar?
Makes you a lot more stoic, you know, because see when you've got some guy who's, you know, really, really drunk and full of cocaine, you know, shouting in your face because you're throwing him out or you're telling him he's not getting in, and you just have to sit there with a straight face and not rise to him baiting you. But obviously if he tries to attack you, you are right on top of him. He's on the ground, you know, in a second before he knows what's happened. I think it developed me a lot as a person because I'm very, if I've got someone shouting in my face, I'm very good at not reacting to it.
Like the Covington kids, they're bad for standing their ground.
Oh, yeah, that kid literally did nothing but stood there and smiled. And then suddenly he became the face of white supremacy in America, even though he was just a child. He was just a child that had no idea what to do. So he just stood there smiling awkwardly. And the media tried to destroy his life when he literally didn't do anything.
Here's an example of we're going to your calls. Forced removal of transgender woman from downtown L.A. bar investigated as possible hate crime. Turns out it's basically a liberal bar, okay? They've never had the problem that the two groups were fighting, so they threw them all out, and they've gone and talked to witnesses, and no one said anything to them about being LGBTQP or whatever. Again, it's just like the sheriff's deputy in the same town said he got shot last week, and he wasn't shot. He just made it up. It's just making it up.
I think it's the fact that they fall on it as an excuse. You know, for example, you know, if someone goes, oh, I didn't get this job because I'm gay, I didn't get this job because of this, I didn't get this job because of that. And it's always, they always try and blame some identity politics part of themselves and try and say the biggest, you know, bigotry and racism is the reason that I didn't get this and I didn't excel. But see, when you actually speak to these people, you kind of realise that they're very annoying, they're very arrogant, and they're... Basically, that's the reason that you aren't getting these things. It's not to do with bigotry or racism. You're just using that to have something to blame. You're actually quite an annoying, arrogant person, and people don't want to associate with you. Like, it's not bigotry or anything.
Wait, have they released footage?
What? Oh.
Oh, my God. I think footage may have been released. We're going to find out. This does not look like the lady's being too nice. How dare them throw her out?
Yeah.
Jeez, man, I don't even like going to bars and stuff because most bouncers are nice, but a few times, you know, they can be arrogant or whatever. Like, what are you looking at? But I mean, these people should have been thrown out. Okay, we're gonna review this. We're gonna go to calls right now, but we'll come back to this. I gotta get to these calls whenever we get to everybody. Who do we have here next? I was gonna go to a caller in France. Yes, Rob in France. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. It's always good to talk to you. I haven't got in for quite a long time. I want to tell you, you're one of the best. Your snake oil products are absolutely fantastic. I'm a huge fan of DNA Force. I've bought a Pro Pure for myself and an Alexa Pure for my mom. Got a couple subjects I want to speak to you about.
Thank you.
First of all, I live in France. I've been here for about 20 years, but I'm originally from Dayton, Ohio. My daughter was actually at the Oregon District and was giving CPR to one of the victims there. And I also follow Trump, and I wrote in an SMS to him, you know, on Twitter or whatever, that, you know, as bad as that shooting was, it's not as scary as what's going on in England right now, with the, you know, First Amendment being completely, you know, put aside. It's just awful, and it's terrifying. And with the immigration problem in Europe, it's very widespread. You know, it's kind of a scary thing. I kind of follow Joel Richardson on Joel's Trumpet. I have nothing to do with his site, but it talks a lot about, you know, a lot of people know who Tim LaHaye is, and, you know, a lot of Christian people, and they look at the resurgence of the Roman Empire as the coming Antichrist. Well, there's another way to look at that as well, with Joel Richardson, who, like I said, speaks about this and talks about the Muslims being the resurgence of the Antichrist. So,
well, I appreciate your call. I mean, here's the deal: I was against the first Iraq War, the second Iraq War, because it was wrong. It was based on lies. It was designed to bring down moderate regimes and put the radicals in, and that's what Obama phase two did to then flood Europe. This is a UN plan, replacement population, and the Islamists do not melting pot. They do not come to your country and then start integrating and into the system. They take over. And that's a fact. And now it's happening. And this is a larger plan. And of course, the left has now gotten rid of God and all the studies, but their God now is, quote, equality. And it was like we were talking about at dinner last night. The temples, the cathedrals are the universities. The priests are the professors. And this is their new religion. This is their takeover.
Like, it's very true. Like, for example, we were making the comparisons last night, saying that if you are born white and male, you're immediately guilty and you owe reparations for slavery and all colonialism and all the horrible things that white males just did in the past. So that's their version of original sin that you have to atone and apologise for. There's even basically, they have their Ten Commandments pretty much as well, where if you say absolutely anything about the, you know, the Church of Social Justice, you're immediately excommunicated and shunned from the community.
You can't question the priests.
No, you're not allowed to question them. If you do, it means you're a racist Nazi bigot.
So the left needs a reformation.
It does. It does. Like, I wanted to just go to the classical way it was, where, you know, there was some disagreements between the left and right, but both of them, for the most part, did not trust big government, did not trust big corporations, and did not want them to have more power to control the overall population. And they were united in that. But it seems that there's now been this divide put down the middle, where there's some elements now that love big government and some that are fighting against the big government and big corporations and tech censorship overall. And I think it's because the left have realised that big government right now and the huge tech conglomerates are on their side. They are now trying to support them and saying, you know, you've heard the argument, oh, well, Twitter's a private company, Twitter can do what it wants. But the problem is Twitter now has the power to influence the outcome of elections. As a private company, can now choose what leaders are, what leaders run a country. No private company should.
Absolutely.
Have that.
Great points. Let's talk to Brad in Boston. Brad, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, I just want, first of all, I want to plug real fast. I think the APAC power stack is absolutely outstanding. I've ordered it. I've actually, reordered it. It's amazing. And
thank you.
It's a really awesome product. So thank you for that.
It is the best AM PM system that gives you everything you need with the highest quality. We put a lot of money into it. And it's not one of our best sellers. I thought it would be. It is, for the amount of product in it, it's the best deal we've got. It's really crazy.
Absolutely, it is. And but you know, so what I want to talk about was that I think that Tulsi Gabbard is the most outstanding candidate for president. And if you really want to break the back of the military-industrial complex, she's the only candidate that you could possibly vote for. She absolutely is. Donald Trump is not doing anything to break the back of the military-industrial complex. And you can say whatever you want, but he's not doing it. He's not doing it, man.
Sure. I mean, he's had good rhetoric. He's tried to pull him out. And, of course, the troops want that. But
he's the president. He doesn't have to try. He can just.
No, I agree. Well, I'll say this. All I hear is buzz about Tulsi Gabbard's, and I first heard about her years ago on Joe Rogan, so kudos to him. And the left absolutely hates her. The New York Times hates her. And so I don't agree with some of her gun control things, but I mean I wish she'd drop that, and I think that she'd be, look, light years better than any other Democrat. So why do you think there's so much buzz about her, Brad?
Well, I think there's a lot of buzz about her because Google is trying to kill her. You know what I mean? Like, this is ridiculous. Like, as soon as she's actually suing Google, you know, which I think is awesome.
Exactly. She's actually a liberal woman who's good looking and smart and popular. So the people want her. You can't have her.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is, man. That's exactly what it is. Look, you may not agree with all her politics. And I do. I'm a liberal
sure know the power structure scared of her, which is a good thing.
Yeah, well, that exactly is why they're scared of her, because she's actually a good person, you know.
Well, they better not try to take her out of the debates, because I think if she stays in all the way, she'll beat Biden. And then Trump's got a big problem.
Yes, he does, because she's a veteran and he's a draft dodger.
Well, I don't think getting deferments, he wasn't for the Vietnam War, even back then. So I think getting deferments, if you're not a chicken hawk, I don't want to get into a Trump bashing fest, but yeah, Tulsi Gabbard, she's very smart, very good looking, has a lot of good policies, and the left's afraid of her, the establishment left, so I like her. Let's get your take more on her when we come back. Thank you, Brad. A lot of excitement about Tulsi. And then we've got Andre and Ryan and Thomas, and then everybody else. We're getting to everybody. And then Gerald Celente, loaded for bears. taken over. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. And we're back in the fourth hour. I'm your host, Alex Jones, talking to Count Dankula, a former political prisoner in the UK. And we can sit around and joke about this. There is massive leftist authoritarianism going on, only really rivaled by the old Soviet Union all over the Western world. The U.S. is just a few years behind it. And they've got me in court cases trying to criminalize my speech as we speak right now. So this is a serious, concerted effort. We got callers from Sweden, Canada, New York City, everywhere. We're going to go to Ryan and then Andre. Ryan in Florida, you're on the air with Count Dankula.
Hey, Alex and Count, it's great to talk to you both. Alex, I just wanted to thank you real quick for the Alexa Pure Water Filter, the X2, the Super 12, everything, man. I've been buying them for years, and my wife's pregnant with her firstborn, and she's super healthy, and everything's going great.
Brother, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. And I don't want to say we're treading water, but we're not, you know, we don't have any fat, okay? And so we do need to, so keep buying the products. Thank you.
I sure will, man. Thank you. And Count, man, you're just a hero, I think, and you're a really good example against how to stand up against your oppressive government and, you know, really stick it to them. So, you know, kudos to you, man. But I think you brought up something really key when you spoke about how you spoke to Nazis or all, you know, extreme right-wing people. I think the major blind spot of conservatives, libertarians, right-wing, you know, right-wingers is that they don't talk to the people who are the white supremacists or the white nationalists or anything because they're afraid to get demonized by the left. And because they're already characterized as such, they don't want to host that kind of platform or whatever. But I think that if you actually listen to a lot of these extreme people, even the ones that aren't too extreme, they make way more sense than even the most centrist kind of liberal does with the crazy gender studies or the tranny stuff or this fake racist stuff that they're just spewing.
Well, here's the bottom line. The decadence of the 20s and the Versailles Treaty helped bring in Hitler. And so what you're saying is that the left is so out of control that it's going to cause kind of a Nazi-like backlash, which I was saying at dinner last night. I think if we beat this, the long-term danger is getting a right-wing fascist government, because that's what big corporations want. They want a leftist fascist government or a right-wing fascist government. According to Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, they designed this plan. And so I think that, and I appreciate your call, that's a danger.
I think the problem is you just need to resist both of the extremes. You're going to get left-wing extremists, you're going to get right-wing extremists, and people think that the way to deal with these people is just to completely exclude them from society, exclude them from social media, make them persona non grata, but all that does is places them into a bubble where they can only speak to other like-minded people, rotating their opinions all over and repeating them to the point where they become radicalized, and that's where you get people that end up becoming mass shooters and terrorists and doing all kinds of horrible things. But you can't exclude these people from society. What you should do is hold out the friendly hand, speak to these people and say, it's not too late, come back to the light, you don't need to go down this path.
I've tried to talk to Antifa and people, and they just won't do it. And I've tried to talk to the, you know, Nazis and people, too, and they're either feds or controlled, or they're like just they're mentally ill, because all they think is everyone that isn't with them is a secret agent of Israel or something. I like barely think about Israel. I've never been to Israel. And just because I'm not for getting rid of Israel, it's like this fetish of obsessing over it. And if you want to get rid of Israel, that's your right. It's just that it's not even on my radar screen. It's bizarre.
No, I get that as well. You know, I get a lot of it. Apparently, I'm a Mossad shill because I don't speak about it. And it's like, I don't even talk about it, so I'm not sure where that connection came from.
It's like, I don't talk about Lebanon. I mean, I don't talk about bing, bong, boom, boom. I mean, it's literally, I'm like into America and the Second Amendment and unborn babies being killed and new babies being killed and you know, they're trying to sexualize our kids and all this, and then it's just like you better say it's the Catholics, you better say it's the Jews, and what it is it's corruption seeping into everything. It's good and evil.
Yeah, I think it's just people, you know, every single side has their boogeyman. You know, for feminists, it's the patriarchy. For the far right, it's the Jews. For the far left, it's the capitalists. Just every single person has their boogeyman. Although the one, personally, my boogeyman's authoritarians, but I think mine's a lot more sensible.
Which come in a bunch of flavors. They'll use any cosmology to do it.
Oh, yeah, doesn't matter. Like, authoritarians don't have a color, a race, or a gender. Authoritarians can be anyone. You know, it's not a racial or a gender thing. It's just a greed and corruption thing which can affect everyone. You know, corruption's actually very diverse.
Well, I got to say, we're going to take this, my friend, and put this last 2 minutes right at the front of the last hour and a half because you nailed it right there, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, Willie Nelson, baby.
The poets tell
and Merle Haggard. I tell you, Willie Nelson, folks, is a living legend. He wrote back in the 50s, Patsy Cline Crazy. And he smoked pot with me under the table. And I'm not saying that cool. I did it only to test it. No, seriously. I was so stoned smoking pot with him one time. I had to have somebody come pick me up. I don't know why I'm telling that story right now. Here's Merle Haggard. He died last year.
And now he's grown.
I got to tell you, kids, don't smoke marijuana. It's totally weaponized. It's out of control. I never smoke it, not even maybe once a year. And it's just amazing. And some people I know here in this office have quit smoking marijuana because it messes up your REM sleep. It messes up your life. And it's just as bad as alcohol now. Back when I was in high school and smoked it some, it didn't do what it does now. This stuff is super powerful and will ruin your life. So I just made my little marijuana statement. It's true. You know, playing chess and smoking pot with Willie Nelson. We got to be too good of friends, and his fifth wife, big liberal, told him to stop hanging out with me. But that didn't even really happen. But I don't know why I'm talking about Willie Nelson. I just feel like he's getting really long in the tooth. And, of course, we're sitting here. What's the best place to find your stuff on YouTube? Count Donkula? I mean, that's just all they search, Count Donkula or Count Dankula? I'm calling you Count Donkula because I'm thinking of Carpe Donctum. And that's what I'm doing. I'm splicing two words, Count Donkula, Count Dankula.
Yeah.
Count Dankula has a Count Donkula. Hey, but you and Count Donkula got to, I mean, you and Carpe Donctum got to hang out.
Oh, no, we haven't actually got to hang out yet. We've spoken a little bit on Twitter. Oh,
okay.
But, yeah.
No, but I misunderstood your story.
No, it's cool. I enjoy him, though. He's very funny. You know, I enjoy him. You know, I just love the fact that he just got famous through making Trump, pro-Trump memes and basically, you know, dunking on the Democrats all the time. And basically, they hate him. They even, I think it was Huffington Post actually tried to dox him.
They did dox him.
Yeah. Just from making
Can you
memes.
Say, I can't do it, Captain. Don't have the power.
Don't make me, you're going to make me say Shrek quotes next.
Yes, yeah, Shrek quotes. Oh, my love, we've got to fight the dragon. I can't do it right.
That's, I don't even think Shrek says that.
He's like, oh, donkey. What are you doing, donkey? It's more like a Mexican accent or Spanish. Ready? Oh, I don't want to be an ogre. Ah, the donkey, huh? We're like Puss in Boots meets the...
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, give me a Shrek quote.
A Shrek quote.
Guys, put Shrek quotes on the screen. We got to take...
Oh, come on. Right, okay. I know the... Well, what are you doing in my swamp? Like, that's what...
What are you doing in my swamp, donkey?
Yeah. I can't even actually remember any other ones. That's the one that people make me say. Aye, what are you doing in my swamp?
We don't have the power, Captain.
I can't do it, Captain. I don't have the power.
Here, give me a punch in the shoulder.
This is kind of racist.
Oh, exactly. We're just joking about Scott's cool accent. Like I'll do, you know, kind of exaggerated Texas accents. You know, I can do Yosemite Sam.
I hate rabbits. Damn you.
That's pretty good, actually, yeah.
I hate rabbits.
I gotta get some. Give me some Yosemite Sam quotes. You know, we've got Gerald Celente coming up, but I don't want to cut his time. He's such a sweetheart. He knows I do this overdrive thing, but this is hard to stop this broadcast. You're back tomorrow, though.
Yeah.
And Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're going to make you live here. Hey, let's go ahead and take some calls. Andre, I apologize from Canada. You're on the air worldwide. Why are you in my swamp, Andre?
Yes. Bonjour, Alex. Bonjour, Count.
Welcome, bonjour. My friend. Le pont, c'est au détour. N'y a mon détour. Speak French.
Yeah, we don't have that accent over here in Quebec.
Sorry, I apologize.
No, that's all good, man.
Je t'aime l'embleu champon.
But it's funny how Americans use a lot of French quotes like bon appétit or déjà vu. I find that
hilarious. Or ménage à toi.
Which is really cool. Man, you got to love that one. Listen, Alex, I got to say that thank you so much for your products. I must have $1,000 worth of products. My girlfriend was pissed off because I was taking so much counter that she put it on a three-story shelf. I have so much of your product. And 2-3 weeks ago, I slipped and slit the back of my head on the kitchen table really bad. I knocked myself out. She found me on the floor, took 3 beach towels just to clean everything up. But
jeez.
Your Super Silver Wound Gel, bud, helped me out. It stitched in 2 days with your product, and I could have used at least 10 stitches. But your products are amazing.
I can't believe the reports we're getting on the Super Silver Wound Gel. I mean, I always knew it was good and hospitals used it. We just private label the top one in the world. But we're just blessed that they're listeners and let us do this. So thank you for that testimonial. A lot of folks are doing testimonials down on the show, so thank you for the support, brother. What's your view on speech criticizing Muslims go to jail?
Well, listen, our libtard Prime Minister Trudeau passed the law, which is the M103, that if you criticize Islam, well, you go to jail.
Why are you in my swamp, donkey?
It's just absolute authoritarianism. Everything, absolutely.
Oh, they're all passing the same laws everywhere, and then the Muslims who aren't radical don't have a voice because the radical ones are paying off the government? What's happening? What do you think's happening, Andre, in Canada?
Well, listen, Alex, just a quick example. There was a shooting in a mosque in Quebec that a Muslim convinced a Quebecer to walk in there with a gun and shoot people. I mean, the Quebecer had some mental issues, but the Muslim was gay. He was refused by the mosque, so he convinced the Quebecer to go inside and shoot somebody.
Some people, terrible news. Okay?
But the guy's name is Alexandre Bissonnette, and he's the one who got jailed and not the Muslim. So now, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, a Muslim acid attacked his girlfriend, and they're not talking about it. Why?
There's an incredible blackout. God bless you, and glad you heard you got better, Andre. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we are with Count Donkula Supreme. I did all that on purpose.
I'll take that. No, don't worry.
Makes them want to know your name even more. They must. It's Count Dankula.
Yes.
All right. Remember the map. Remember what I have told you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
We're having some fun now.
We are. This is.
Hey, by the way, you quit smoking pot, you were saying.
Well, I only smoke it. I don't smoke pot at all. Yeah.
You said you cut back 98%. Let's see.
Yes, 98% I cut back.
All right. Let's take a ring-a-dingy here. Jackson in Missouri, you're on the air worldwide with His Supreme Highness Count Donkula.
I really appreciate it. I just wanted to get you guys' opinion on this whole censorship issue and whether or not you see it as partisan. Because we see most of the censorship, of course, coming from groups like Antifa, showing up at colleges and shutting people down. But we also see a lot of these like YouTube history channels or even most recently Hassan Piker from the Young Turks being taken off of Twitch. And so I guess I wanted to hear from you guys about basically where that's coming from. And
well, that one guy, Hassan Piker, said that he loved 9/11. He said that he wanted to use I want to use my and his last name to rape members of Congress in the eye. I'm not going to quote it all, but I mean.
Yeah, that was the thing. Is like he did end up ultimately getting banned from Twitch, and I don't think that he should have been. I mean, if he wants to say crazy, outrageous stuff, then that's fine. He can go ahead and say that.
If it's really a threat, it's up to the police. I agree.
Yeah.
He has a right to say that he wants somebody to rape the congressman in his eye hole.
Yeah, no, it was about Senator Dan Crenshaw, and he says that because Dan lost his eye due to an IED attack, he says that a brave ISIS soldier, he called the soldier brave. A brave soldier was the person that did that to Dan Crenshaw's eye. I mean, he was basically saying that ISIS were
look
brave.
Look at his... I'm not being mean here, but he's got some large breasts and big old flabby arms. Doesn't look like that guy's going to be carrying anything out. How about him and Dan Crenshaw get in the ring and see what happens?
I'm pretty sure Dan would win. Yeah, I have no doubt that Dan would win.
But I mean, obviously, the guy has the right to free speech because he's killed a brave soldier, raping him in the eye, and said he likes 9/11. It's horrible, it's offensive, but he has a right.
Yeah, he absolutely has
the right. But why does the left get away with constantly doing this then?
Well, I'm not sure why it is. I think it's because the right is perceived as more of the threat. Basically, we actually debate, we actually talk to people, we actually can defend our ideas, you know, the far left communists.
That's right. Let's finish up and say hi to Gerald Celente. Just one more Shrek quote when we come back.
Fine. What are you doing in my swamp?
Donkey. All right, but I need another one when we come back. Johnny Cash.
I hurt myself today.
All right, well, this has been a pretty amazing transmission. Gerald Celente, who I hate to cut into his time, takes over. In the War Room, Owen Schroyer is back, and is he firing on all cylinders, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'm told that our good guest, Count Dankula, is going to be with him as well. He'll be back with us tomorrow. And I promise to all those callers that were there, we call us back tomorrow. We'll get to you. We got to a lot of calls today, but I hate to leave people on hold, so I apologize again. Count, it's been great having you here. You'll be with us through most of the week. Very, very exciting, so thank you.
No problem, man.
We'll just go hang out in just a second. Now, Gerald Celente. Gerald Celente has fired the bat signal. He really wants this message to get to President Trump. And we're live right now, but when we post this later to Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, if you get it and send it to the White House and they get it 1,000 times, they get that to the president. I can make a few phone calls, try to get it to him as well. But Gerald said, listen, Trump's totally right about this. And if he just does this and gets this in the people's minds, we can win this critical trade war. It's the equivalent of the Bretton Woods Agreement that set America into the next century of dominance. So they're saying it's the Chinese century. Well, that's the Chi-Com century, and that's not going to happen. And to see our own corporations, our own media, trying to side against America and American workers and Trump and trying to kill the economy and cheerleading to implode it, it's just unspeakable. But if there's a way to really turn our economy around for real, it's what Gerald Celente is about to cover. So here is his emergency message, the top trends forecaster, Gerald Celente, to President Trump.
Yes, President Trump, you know, I don't agree with you on a number of issues, particularly your foreign policy. I support your positions on not bringing in illegal immigrants and lowering the amount of immigrants coming into the country until we get back on our feet. Your message that we don't need China is one that is 100% correct. Love Trump, hate Trump has nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with what he said and the facts behind it. And the fact is this. You don't have to go very far back in history. All you have to do is go back to 1996. China, 5% of its population back then was about middle class. Today, 35%. Why? Now, they didn't steal our technology. Now, the manufacturers, Americans and the Europeans gave it to them. Here's the deal. Yeah, you could come over here. You could do business with us. We got 1.4 billion people. But you can't own the company. You only can own 49% of it. And we want all your technology because we don't have anything. We do not need China. China needs us. Let's make this 100% clear. When we were making clothing, now 96% of it, everything we wear from shoes to shirts to pants, you name it, comes from overseas. We were making it in America. We don't need China to make what we are wearing, what we are eating, as they're bringing in apples and all other kinds of fruits and vegetables. We don't need China. We didn't need them up until Slick Willy Slimeball Murderous Clinton. And I say that murderous because, oh, no, I'm not conspiracy theory about Jeffrey Epstein. I'm talking about all the people he slaughtered during his time in Iraq in the Kosovo War. But anyway, before they brought China into the World Trade Organization, we weren't getting all our toys made over there, all our parts and for automobiles and all our apples. Oh, not only those apples, the one we eat, but the other apples. They were making it in America. The only way this country is going to come back is to be a self-sustaining economy. President Trump, stay on the one message. We don't need China. Matter of fact, we don't even need China. I have a bunch of China that they used to make up here just north of me from Syracuse, New York. And when I went to school in West Virginia, beautiful glassware that was made. We don't need China. We don't need one foreign country to make what we are eating, what we are wearing, what we are watching, and what we are listening to. We need Americans to make it. It's very simple. The only people that are profiting from using slave labor in China are the multinational manufacturers. Oh, Bill Gates doesn't have enough dough yet? How about Tim Cook? Yeah, get more stuff made over China so you could bring the product back over here, raise the prices, and make more money. You're not creating jobs. You're only creating wealth for yourself. Nike, Levi Strauss, Apple, all of the rest. Trump needs to stay on this one message, and he will win again. We don't need China. We don't need anybody. We are America. We have more human and natural resources that are so rich that we have here that we could be the perfectly self-sustaining economy and bring the whole system up. We don't need China for anything. Chinese food, okay? If they use better products, because I don't eat a lot of that Chinese stuff. I'm not an MSG fan. Yeah. The only thing we need from China is Chinese food, period, paragraph. We don't need anything from any other country, unless, of course, you want a fine French wine, a great Italian cheese and pasta. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Bring it in. Different cultures make things better than we do here, but not on a general level. I remember as a kid growing up in New York, and on 7th Avenue down the city, people pushing up racks of clothing in the garment district. The garment district. Now it's a gone district. Just a bunch of ugly glass buildings and all multinational shops. Banks on every corner and Dwayne Reed drugstores and CVS and F-you-know-what. That's what's taken over. And the people can't afford to live there anymore. They're leaving. They're leaving. People are leaving New York City. Matter of fact, they're coming up to Kingston and other places where there's beauty and lifestyle, because it's all gone there. Trump's one message: we don't need China for anything. And stay out of the South China Sea. Let those people over there solve their own problems. Not my business. I'm worried about securing America, the homeland. We don't need China. We don't need China. We don't need China. 320 million Americans should be chanting that. We don't need China. We need America. Bring back the jobs. Bring back the riches. Bring back the spirit. And I'll be back in a little bit. And don't forget, support InfoWars. Put your money where your heart is.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being here on the Alex Jones Show. Anyway, as I was saying, we don't need China for anything. For anything. Again, if you like Chinese food, great, but you get that over here. We need to make everything here. Trump's quote last week, this is the way the Financial Times wrote it. Trump tirade alarms investors. Ooh, don't alarm investors. Don't alarm the multinationals. They got to make more money. Our great American companies are hereby ordered to immediately start looking for alternatives to China, including bringing your companies home, all in capitals, home, and making your products in the USA. You got it. It is the, I've been saying this, by the way, long before Trump. In our Trends Journal, and if you want to subscribe to the Trends Journal, it's trendsjournal.com, and we have a discount request page because we know a lot of people are having a tough time, but it's only $129 a year. The Trends Journal, Trend Alerts, Trends in the News Broadcast, etc. I've been talking about a self-sustaining economy now for the last 20 years. It's the only way we're going to rise to higher levels. Part of that is Occupy Peace. Bring home all the troops. Stop wasting our money rebuilding countries that we destroy. And 800 bases in over 80 countries. And spend the money here. And one of the ways to spend the money is on new technology. We should have a new alternative energy by now. Electric cars aren't going to do it. They're using batteries. Batteries are an 1800s invention. You can only put so much energy into them. We need to redirect investments because we're going into the greatest depression. And it's time to prepare to prevail and prosper. So when I talk about Trump bringing home the jobs here, they should have tariffs that they put back on before they let these countries and before they invented the World Trade Organization. It's only helping the rich people. Matter of fact, the headline story in today's Wall Street Journal front page was about how CEOs are getting much more than they're saying they're getting, 16% more. So all the money's going to the 1%. We need to bring back jobs here that could help us earn livings and have living wages. And it's only going to happen by bringing manufacturing back, not service sector jobs. So we don't need China. The multinationals need them. The corporations that don't want to pay living wages to American workers, that want to use slave labor, they're the ones that need China. They're the ones that need Vietnam. They're the ones that need Bangladesh. We don't need them. All these liberals talk about buy local, and I buy local all the time. We have a great farmers market over here. And boy, I load up on fruit during the season, try to stay healthy, eat a lot of it. Fresh corn, no GMOs. Buy local. Buy American. It's buying local. In Kingston over here, the Gant shirt factory used to be here. This whole Hudson Valley. They're making stuff for every major company. Gone. Northern New York, poof. It's the Rust Belt. Beyond up here. Places like Auburn and Endicott. Endicott. Endicott Johnson was a shoe manufacturer. Used to make them there. Now they're making them in slave labor countries. Oh, yeah, but the cost of everything's going to go up. Oh, yeah, we're going to worry about that. Hey, if our wages go way up and the cost of everything goes up, that's fine with me. You're fine with you, too. The profits will go down for the multinationals. That's all they're concerned about. How much the CEOs get? And how many stocks they could buy and drive the price up. End of story. Not helping us. So staying on that note, I totally support Trump on this issue. White House says Trump's only China regret is not raising tariffs higher. Well, I could agree with that one as well. Another story of interest over here, just to put things in a perspective, how they tout the lie. This is from today's Financial Times. Globalization not to blame for rise in inequality, says report. Globalization has stalled over the past decade, so not be blamed for the rise in inequality seen since the financial crisis. New research by the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development's former chief economist said. Catherine Mann, she transgender, Catherine and Mann. All right, take it easy. Now global chief economist at Citi said her research public. All right. Chief economist for Citi, OECD economist. You think you're going to get a straight line from them? All globalization has done is to help the multinationals, nobody else. And that's all we are plantation workers on the multinational plantations of Slavelandia. Name the country. They call it populist movements, not populist movements. People want to maintain their identity. The Italians want to be Italians. The Hungarians want to be Hungarians. The Germans want to be Germans. The French want to be French. The Polish want to be Polish. The Czechs want to be Czechs. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with appreciating your heritage and not wanting it diluted? Well, we're going to see right now when this greatest depression hits, one of our top trends is human waves. Floods of people, that's one of our top trends for 2019. Leaving their nations, looking for safety, getting away from corruption and crime and out of poverty. When the greatest depression hits, we're going to see a tsunami, not a wave. Story in today's Financial Times. Ecuador tightens entry rules as Venezuela exodus intensifies. Again, I said I agree with Trump. I'm totally opposed to what he's doing in Venezuela. Totally opposed. And that little clown Bolton, our national security advisor, he's not my national security advisor. Can't advise me on anything. He's made it clear. We put the quote in the Trends Journal. American oil companies should be in Venezuela. It would be good for the American people. That's disgusting. That's conquering another nation who's sitting on the world's largest oil reserves. I'm making this point because Ecuador, you know, the flood of people leaving Ecuador to come to America already? Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Mexico. They're flooding out to come here already. What's going to happen when the greatest depression hits? By the way, they just killed another reporter over there in Mexico. They wipe him out. Print anything that they don't like. You think censorship is bad here? Yeah, death ship. That's the one you get on if you're a reporter in Mexico, the death ship. So, he's staying with this. Prepare for the greatest depression. It's coming. Markets, they've peaked as I see it. Up a little more, downward trajectory. We'll be back in a few.
On corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And then remember, put your money where your heart is and support InfoWars. Do what you can because they're introducing the new Super Silver Skin Cream exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off. Introductory price. InfoWars Life is proud to announce the ultimate skin solution. The new Super Silver Skin Cream is the best of both worlds. It helps reduce wrinkles. I got to get some of that stuff, man. I got some wrinkles on my head over here. And keep your skin healthy. It kills the dangerous viruses and bacteria that make you sick. Super Silva Skin Cream is infused with patented Silva Soul technology that's used by top hospitals and health clinics to kill off everything from MRSA to Candida fungus. It's also loaded with the best natural ingredients for your skin, like coconut oil and vitamin E. Unlike most skin creams, Super Silva Skin Cream is free of BPA, parabens, harsh preservatives, and sulfites. So there you got it. Go to InfoWars, get 25% off the introductory price, InfoWarsStores.com, for your Silva Skin Cream. And I'm going to go get some myself, because I got to get some rid of some of these wrinkles here. So, I was talking about Ecuador. Again, this is a big story in the Financial Times today. Ecuador tightens entry rules as Venezuela exodus intensifies. Now, how come they're not condemning Venezuela for not wanting any more people come in? But hey, when Americans like myself say we don't need any more people coming in, well, then I'm racist or some other stupid comment. But nobody's going after Venezuela. Because Venezuela is Venezuela. Excuse me, Ecuador. Ecuador could do what they like, even though they're sending people here like crazy because they want to get away from the poverty, the corruption, and the crime. But it's okay for Ecuador and other countries to close borders, but not the United States. And by the way, when people say, well, you know, we're all immigrants. Yes, we are. And they brought us here because they needed workers. End of story. As a Napolitano, what they call a Southern Italian, they didn't like us over here. You go back and you look at the records. They didn't want, the Northern Italians are okay. They didn't want the Southern Italians to come here. They brought us here because they needed labor. And the Southern Italians had a lot of skills, particularly in masonry. Matter of fact, up here in Kingston, there were brickyards up and down the Hudson River, Glasgow, north of here. More Italians in Ulster County than any other nationality. They weren't treated very well. Needed workers. We don't need workers anymore. We got more than we need. When I talk about the Greatest Depression and the human waves turning into a tsunami, when the economy slows down, there's going to be more people in jobs by long shot. I'm not good at math, but figure this one out. 1930, Great Depression hits, right? How many people were on the planet? 2 billion. Less than 100 years later, we've added, now we're at 7.5 billion. From 2 billion, we've added 5.5 billion. Africa, poof. Read a report, they're having about 7 children per family. You can't take care of one. Floods of people coming out of Africa into Europe. By the way, they weren't doing that before the murderer Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. I don't like that guy Gaddafi. I want him out of there, all right? I want him out of there. I don't care who you kill. I don't care what you destroy, even though it's the richest country in Africa. And they treat people better than anywhere else and give them a lot of benefits. I don't like the guy. I want him out of there. And before they got him out of there, Gaddafi warned Europe, you get me out here, you're going to have a flood of people coming in through Libya into Europe. You're not going to be able to stop. And it was the truth. And that's exactly what happened. Months after he was killed, over 500,000 people migrated to Europe. Now with the Greatest Depression coming, you're going to see a tsunami of people looking for jobs. Climate change, okay. I call it planet destruction. I don't know if there's climate change. They're poisoning us in every way. I mean, the products that I'm talking about to buy from InfoWars, they're talking about health. not having all these phony ingredients in it. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning the water. Fracking? Yeah, frack you. Oh, we can't tell you what chemicals we're pumping into the... because we don't want people to steal our invention to bring up the water. But that's only one of them, right? Oh, over here in Jersey? Oh, that Booker. Yeah, Booker the Crooker. Yeah, the guy running for president? Oh, yeah, they got lead in the pipes and the water over there, which they knew about for a long time and been covering it up. So when I say planet destruction, you're worried about climate change? You're going to be dead by the time climate changes, man, and women, because they're killing us on so many different levels. That's why you need, if you want to stay healthy, wealthy, and wise, to consider buying some products from InfoWars that will improve your health. So going back to where it's going with human waves, too many people, not enough jobs. That's why we have no inflation, or relatively low inflation. When you put in the real factors, it's much higher, but the government numbers. And the government numbers, inflation is low because you don't have to pay people a lot to work in Slavelandia, where the multinationals own everything. Online, you get it done cheap, with my five O's. Online, open markets, China, we don't need China. China's keeping down the prices. Bangladesh keeping down the prices. Online, open markets, overcapacity. There's more capacity to make what you need. You name it, all around the world. Keeps prices down because we have overproduction, more stuff than you could buy. That's why places like the dollar stores and the TJ Maxx's and the Home Goods selling stuff that they couldn't sell for full price are doing well. Online, open markets, overcapacity, overproduction, and overpopulation. Again, 2 billion in 1930, 7.5 billion in 2019, 10 billion by 2050. That's why you don't have inflation. You have more slave labor than they could ever want. Reparations? This is the multinational plantations owners got it better than the plantation owners had it, because the plantation owners were housing and feeding the slaves, treating them terribly, of course, but having to house and feed them. The multinational plantation owners, they figured it out better. We'll give them just enough money so they keep coming back to work. They can live in their cars or live on the streets. We don't care. They're slaves on the multinational plantation. So that's why you're not seeing inflation going up. But I'm warning you, the greatest depression is on the near horizon. My forecast is that it's going to hit by 2021. The central banks are going to do everything they can to prop up the economy around the world. Trump is going to keep dumping more pressure on Powell to lower interest rates. But they don't have a lot of room to lower them. Back when the last recession hit, they were at 5%, 5.5. Now they're at 2%. They only could go down 2%. They'll come up with another scheme. They'll push some more liquidity into the markets to help out the banksters. It's not going to work. And when I come back from the break, I'm going to talk about some very important issues that you need to know about. And all else fail, take you to war. Back in a minute.